to the Shedless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking Day, alongside Super Duper Danny, and Mr. Jordan Fringe is not here this week. He's actually out enjoying life. He's out enjoying life. He's on vacation. He's been going on trips and everything. He's fine. Nobody panic.
Where'd he go?
He's good.
I thought he was here.
He's just taking trips. He's just taking trips.
Dude, that intro was a roller coaster. Did you plan that in advance?
Yeah, like a second.
That was great.
Yeah. Oh, hang on.
Wake up!
Ah! My goodness.
Precisely three every week.
Yeah. Precisely good morning. Three. I'm awake.
Okay, good. Now, you know, we got some Pokemon stuff to talk about this week on the Pokemon podcast of Pokemon stuff that we talk about the entire time.
Just Pokemon.
Of just Pokemon, right?
Only Pokemon.
Obviously, we're going to talk about what's going on. It's Pokemon Center, cosmetics.
Have you ever
used like a Pallet Town?
Yeah. A Pokemon Pallet Town.
Yeah, you used a Pallet Town before?
Make a Pallet Town, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever wandered around at night using a Pallet Town?
What?
And people are like, oh, look, there's a Night Wanderer. Anyway, we're going to talk about Night Wanderer. Or do you maybe do it in like a masquerade?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I masquerade around. Yeah,
okay.
With my Pokemon Pallet Town.
Okay. Makeup. We'll talk about that as well.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, Twilight.
Everybody's
Masquerade.
Probably so confused. What are you talking about?
And then Entei.
Yes. Entei.
Entei. We got Entei. Oh, and Daniel Arsham.
Yes, Arsham.
Arsham, yeah.
He makes the statues.
Mr. Daniel Arsham. So
yes,
we're gonna talk about all that and more right here on the Shedless Podcast. But what we like to do every single week, just hanging out, having a good time, you know, some friends getting
every
together,
week.
Talking Pokemon and talking about
every
what's going
week.
On in life, just life's deepest thoughts, the meaning of life.
What is the circle of life?
What is out there past the horizon?
Is there stuff? I don't know what's back there. Past the horizon?
Past the horizon.
See it.
Right.
How do you know?
You don't. Or what's at the end of the rainbow?
Is Lucky Charms.
Have you, okay, be honest.
The answer is no.
When you've seen a rainbow, have you ever driven to try to find the end of it?
No. Have you?
Yeah.
No way.
Absolutely I have. 100%. It's like a fun little journey.
Did you find the pot of gold?
No, you always give up. You always give up because you're like, man, where does this thing end? It just keeps going and going.
Yeah, I almost feel like there's not an end. Like, it's like, it would be rare for you to see the end of the rainbow because it's more of like a illusion. Like, it's like in the sky and it just kind of like makes itself be known, but it looks like it has an end. But like, oftentimes you wouldn't be able to like locate a tangible end.
I've known people who have said that they would do that, like whenever a rainbow would come out, and that they have found the end a couple times.
No way!
And they say, from what they've told me, okay, this is just secondhand, that it just ends in the sky. Like, it doesn't come back down to the ground.
Yeah.
It just, like, ends in the sky.
Yeah, it's like an illusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you're driving along, and then it's just not there anymore.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay, so I just Googled, can you find the end of the rainbow? And it said,
right.
So it says, illusion formed between the sunshine, the rain, and your eyes. Light bounces out of the raindrops at an angle. This is crazy. So like specific angles give you different colors of light. But it says wherever you stand, and it, like if you move, the rainbow will move with you so you can never fully catch it. Like no matter where you move. So it'll basically, like, keep being unobtainable because it, like, moves with you moving closer to it.
That sounds like a Rickroll situation. When you get to the end of the rainbow, that's all you hear.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you just wasted your time.
There's no gold, it's just a Rickroll.
Yeah, just a Rickroll.
Man.
Just him dancing. And singing right there at the end of the rainbow.
That's amazing.
And you're like,
I never would have thought to chase it. But if that was at the end, I might be more inclined to like then search for the Rick Roll at the end of the rainbow.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're right on that.
That's tough. Dude, how do we start talking about this?
Hey, how do we start talking about anything? That's
I don't know.
That's the true question. What did you do this weekend? What have you been out to since we last talked? Tell me.
I have no idea.
I gotta
know. Oh, I've been researching haircuts, by the way. This was what I'm saying this because I really
boring.
Don't
know anything.
What?
Yawning.
What?
Sloppy.
What do you? What is this? What is that from? Was that from Drag Race?
Oh no, that was Abby Lee Miller from Dance Moms. Yeah. It's been, I've played on the podcast before. I don't play it that
boring.
Often.
It's
boring.
So good.
Yawning, sloppy,
drag
lazy.
Lazy.
Dude, that's so good. I'm going to hear that in my head when I'm like, I'll be like editing a video or something. I'm like, oh, this isn't it. Boring, lazy,
yawning,
sloppy. So I'm looking back at my camera roll to see what I did. Me and Rafiki had a great Cinco de Mayo. Did you see?
You sent me the picture and the video.
Yeah, I sent you. Yeah, I know you don't check the stories as much because I put a couple of clips on the Instagram stories with like a mariachi song and it was Rafiki walking around with a little hat on with the sombrero. It was so cute, dude. So cute.
You think she liked it? You think she liked wearing the hat?
She loved the sombrero. Yeah, she was strutting around.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
She was for sure afraid of it. Like, okay, this is also funny because my mom, the last time she watched Rafiki, she just put like a cute little poncho, like Mexican style blanket that had like a hole in it to make it a poncho that we used to wear when we were toddlers. Like it was literally from like us when we were little kids. And a cute little sombrero. She just put that in Rafiki's like go bag thing that I have all of her treats and stuff in. She just put it in there, did not say anything about it, like, didn't even mention, like, oh, I left the little outfit in there. She just put it in there, and she knew that I would know, right, what to do with it. And so, like, the day before Cinco de Mayo, I was like, by the way, I'm trying to get Rafiki to wear the outfit, and she hates it. She's like, oh, she would look so cute in that, I knew she would love it. But she didn't really like it that much. But it does look really cute on her.
Well, I'm glad that the hat at least worked. Somewhat.
Yeah, the poncho was a complete no-go, but she did come around with the sombrero. Like, she, like, eventually let me just set it on her head, and she didn't, like, back away. Because she's just, like, generally, I think, afraid of it. She's like, what the heck is this?
Well, yeah, I mean, cats aren't meant to wear hats, so...
Yeah, but they should. Like, it's really cute when they do. So, like, I think maybe she was like, oh yeah, this is actually really cute. I guess I'll tolerate wearing the hat because it's really cute.
Or maybe it just wasn't her style.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you should have gave her options of hats.
Man, that's so true.
And then she would have chosen one from there. And you might have had a better experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll try that next time. Next holiday that rolls around. I'll give her some outfit options and let her pick.
Right. Because you wake up every day picking out your outfit, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, same thing with her.
Yeah, she needs to be able to pick it out with options. But yeah, so she did wear the cute little sombrero, and she looked so cute. Nate, she was so cute. Anyway, so that was our big event on Cinco de Mayo.
Ooh.
That was it. And then I just ate a burrito, you know.
What celebrate. Kind?
It's just bean and cheese. Oh, chorizo and bean and cheese.
Now, was pretty this good. Something that you went and got, or was this, like, one of those frozen ones from the store?
No, I just had those ingredients.
Oh, you, like,
and
you
then I just
one.
Made it.
Okay.
It was
okay.
More of, like, I was being lazy and didn't, like, want to commit to, like, grilling some meat or something. So I was like, oh, I have, like, this soy chorizo, and then I have beans, and then I have tortillas. So
you always got tortillas.
Cheese. Yeah. I always keep them things on me. You
always.
Know how it is.
We'll be in the middle of a podcast, and you just, like, bust one out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know about the tortilla. I buy them in, like, I buy multiple sets at a time because I buy the ones that are, like, whatever, like, the low-carb, whatever kind. So I'm like, okay, I'll just buy, like, a few packs that come in packs of 10.
There's sometimes where I'm like, what are you eating there? And you're like, tortilla. I'm like, cheese. And? There's been times where there's been nothing else.
No, that is
100%.
Not true. That is not true. I always put cheese in it. I would not eat just like a plain
tortilla. No,
because
there's been
some
times where I feel like you haven't had cheese to put in it, and so you just ate that.
I do not eat plain tortilla.
I would. I have.
It's been done. I feel like I would add something to it. like if I wouldn't just go and plant, like I would put butter on it or something.
Butter?
Yeah. You have butter on a tortilla?
No, I've never had butter on a tortilla.
Really? It's like when you put butter on toast, except for tortilla form. You just put butter on it.
I don't really eat toast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, one thing that I found interesting when we were in Japan about a month ago, and one of the things that I got from the convenience store was like these two little pancake things, right? Yeah. It was almost like a sandwich.
But yeah, with syrup in the middle?
Yeah, and it had syrup, and then it had a chunk of butter.
just like a whole blob?
Just a long blob of butter, right? And so I bite into it, and I'm like, man, I'm just eating butter. I'm just eating a chunk of butter.
And it's like solid too. It's not like melted into the whole thing evenly.
That's crazy. Am I supposed to melt this? Like, am I supposed to put it in a microwave or something? There was like no instructions on the wrapper about like, oh, put it in a microwave before you eat it or anything. I think that's just like, that was how you were supposed to eat it.
That's the vibe, is you get the butter bite. You know there's people, specifically people, who eat all around the outside and then save the butter bite for last.
Oh, that's like the pickle people. Right?
You mean the pickle people.
The pickle people. What are you talking about? You know what, like when the sandwich. You know, like
sandwiches. You save the, yeah.
And like, there's some places that like put only one pickle or like two pickles on a sandwich, and they save the pickle bite for last.
Yeah, you got to save that best bite with like the perfect amount of everything. It gets the whole dill in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Or when it's like that. when you're going out to eat somewhere, and whatever your meal is like there's always like a pickle slab right there on your
little spear.
Yeah, on your plate, just a big old slab of pickle. And you hold it up, and you're like, all right, who's the pickle person at the table? Who wants the pickle? And there's someone that always just, like, dives in like it's some sort of currency that they need in their life.
Do you not like pickles?
I love pickles, but I'm not someone that's like, oh, pickle's a currency.
Yeah, I need pickles to survive.
Yeah.
But also, I've never been in the boat where I've offered somebody my pickle. You know, I'm not like, I'm eating that. If I get the pickle with my sandwich, I'm eating the pickle.
Well, that's, man, the thing is like, I would enjoy the pickle, but I know there's someone at the table that would really enjoy this pickle.
That would die for the pickle.
Yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah, the pickle people.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's people listening right now that are 100% a pickle
person.
They're
just drooling.
I
don't know if pickles do this to you, but they kind of like Pavloved me. If I like start talking about pickles, my mouth starts watering, like salivating because of how like, I don't know if it's like the vinegar, like the pickle juice kind of stuff, but it like makes my palate like already activate for a pickle. You know?
I didn't want to say anything since we're on a public forum here, but it did look like you had rabies there for a minute. You were starting to drool and foam at the mouth.
No, it didn't. My foam.
You're like, oh, sorry.
I'm fine. Talk about the pickles.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I understand what you mean. It's like some sort of gland in your mouth that, like, as soon as you think about, like, something that's vinegary.
Yeah. Same thing with Frank's hot sauce or like spicy wings. If you start talking to me about like spicy buffalo wings dipped in Frank's Red Hot, my mouth starts drooling. I'm like,
I like salt and vinegar chips. Yeah.
Yum.
Salt and vinegar potato chips. Woo.
Yum. Anyway, unrelated to anything we were just talking about.
Yeah.
I'm looking up new hairstyles. Do you want to guess what hairstyle I think I'm going to do next?
Let me think about this one. It's a completely new one, right?
Yeah, it's completely new. I think I might have randomly offhandedly mentioned it, but I've been over the last like week or two, like since we've been back from Japan, I'm like, oh, I want to try like a new hairstyle. I've been letting it like grow out on the top, but I want to try something new. And so I've been on TikTok, and now I keep getting like served more videos from like all these barbers doing hair transformations.
Okay.
And now I've like gone down a rabbit hole of like, okay, now I need to like figure out what style I want to do next when I book my appointment. You know,
what style so what do you think could you it be is? Going with?
What do you mean?
When
you nod your head yes, but you want to say no, what do?
It's not Justin Bieber.
I'm gonna
Justin's
say
Justin's probably had this haircut.
Mohawk.
No, but adjacent. Mohawk adjacent. Okay?
Okay. A
faux hawk? I'll give you that hint. No. I did kind of have a faux hawk accidentally. Like, I didn't mean to cut my hair like that, but it did.
Wasn't that that was a very short-lived, like, popular thing for a while, right? Like, a faux hawk, but it was very short-lived.
Yeah, and all the people who did it also, for some reason, had specifically goatees. Why was that part of it?
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm, okay. I honestly have no idea at this point.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm thinking, and you're going to have to tell me if you think it's a terrible idea.
Okay, I'll let
really
you know.
Want to get, it's called a modern mullet, but I want to get a burst fade on the side and a mullet. Short. What?
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything.
Okay, I'll show you a picture.
I got to type it in. Modern mullet with
A burst fade. Okay.
With a burst. I appreciate you blurring out the person's face.
Well, okay. So the reason why, so I'm showing Nate a photo. The reason why I actually markered over the person's face, right, is because this man has an incredible jawline and I do not have the same face as this man, and I want it to be about the hair.
Did it intimidate you or something?
No, it just, like, literally we don't have the same face shape, and he looks like way more, the person in this photo is like very, it's like a very conventionally attractive man, and I don't have the same face structure as him, so I wanted to make sure the hair looked good.
What kind of fade did you say?
A burst fade.
Burst fade, okay.
Burst fade. But yeah, so a mullet, that kind of mullet, where it's like, you know, a little mullet with the burst fade on the side.
I see a lot of them here popping up. All right.
This is not a good sign. I'm not getting reassurance.
That is a hairstyle. Yeah.
You hate it.
No, I haven't even made a decision yet.
All right, well, what do you think as you continue looking at the modern mullet with a burst fade?
I think you should go for it. I think that would be a fun thing for you to do.
Dude, I sent a text to one of my friends, and she was like, she said, personally, I would not do that, but I think if you want to do it, you should do it. And I was like, yes, that's what I want.
Yeah, you should do that.
You don't think I would look good in a mullet?
Have you ever had a dream that you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
That's me giving you an answer.
Dude, and that's me trying to explain to the barber what burst mullet I want.
I think you should get it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give it a go. I also want to see what you're looking up. So what did you type in?
Let's see here.
Mullet.
I typed in worst haircuts of 2020. No, I'm just kidding. modern mullet burst fade is all I typed in.
Yeah, these are pretty much it. This is pretty much it. Burst fade, mullet modern. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Except I got to find
a way. The top half of these, the front of these people's haircuts look so silly. Like, if they cut it short in the front, ridiculous. If it's, like, fluffy and, like, wavy and, like, you know, you got hair, a party in the front, you know?
Yeah.
Cool. But some of these, for some reason, they do, like, a really short front and it looks really silly. But anyway, so I think I'm going to try to give that a go. I just got to find a hairstylist that specializes in mullets.
Okay. Because
otherwise, I feel like they could do it pretty dirty, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because I would assume some people specialize in some hairstyles over other hairstyles, so that's a good idea.
Oh, 100%.
It's a good idea.
And yeah. Living in Los Angeles, because the
be
barbers...
easy for you to find.
Yeah, no, they're all over the place. The barbers that I had gone to in the past, like, they are very traditional with their hairstyles, and I noticed, like, some of them, even, like, a look that I have right now, they were, like, struggling to comprehend that I didn't want, like, a very traditional, like, clean cut, like, on the side. You know, they were like, okay, well, it wasn't, like, how other people were getting their hair cut, clearly. And they kept, like, asking me a bunch of questions about it. Like, people don't get their hair cut like that.
So what number do you want me to use on the blade?
Yeah. They're like, can we have, like, some just, like, basic stuff here? You're asking for a lot. But, yeah, there are, like, stylists out here that do, like, really creative haircuts often that are, yeah, for people who like very weird hair. So I think there's options.
I think you should go for it. 100%.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm going to wait until after I film all the extra footage from the stuff we shot in Japan so it doesn't all look weird if the haircut looks very funny. It's just cutting back to clips of me with a mullet.
What's the song, If It Makes You Happy?
If it makes you happy. Yeah.
Who was that sung that?
Oh, man. It wasn't, I was going to say Alanis Morissette, and that is
not
correct.
Oh, no, it's definitely not Alanis Morissette. Shania Twain? No, Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, that's correct.
Sheryl Crow, that's it.
Release on her album from 1996. If it makes you happy. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing this past week, is hanging out with my cat. I went to, you know, I've been working. I've been trying to get out of the house every day and, like, go to, like, a coffee shop or go to the library so I can, like, still work but not become weird by not going outside, you know?
You been having, like, an issue of, like, not getting outside enough?
Well, if I'm working, because I've been, like, doing a lot of editing from all the stuff that we shot, like, over the last month or so. So most of the work that I have is, like, involves not leaving the house because I'm just, like, editing.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I have to be more conscious of it because I have less, I'm not, like, shooting as much stuff out and about. I'm not, like, going to whatever, the convention or going somewhere and shooting something.
Are you working too much, maybe?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Work. It's a me happy
work. Yeah.
Okay.
That's me.
Alright, so you got out, went to the coffee
what
shop.
A great song.
Went to the library.
Yeah, I've been doing the thing. By the way, Nate, and this is us getting on the, like, seventh side tangent of the day.
That's right. Keep
going. Last week we were discussing libraries. Right? You remember this?
Yeah, library.
Libraries. And you were saying that small towns don't normally have more than one library.
Yeah.
I would like to challenge you on that.
Because okay, go for it.
I looked up...
Boring. Yawning. Sloppy.
Come on! But I would like you to guess how many library locations there are in Indianapolis.
In Indianapolis? I don't know. I don't go to the library in Indianapolis. Library.
But I would like you to guess, because I feel like this was... you're gonna Google it right now.
I'm gonna look it up.
I can see you typing.
Look it up.
I can tell you, because I went to the Indianapolis Public Library website, Nate.
Yeah.
There's 26 library locations in Indianapolis.
Right. We were talking about small towns. We were talking
26.
About...
26!
But I was talking about small towns,
Nate!
Not cities. I said
26!
It makes... You can go back to last week. I said it makes sense for a big city, to have multiple libraries.
The discussion that sparked it was that you, like, saying that branches for libraries were not as common. Like, for a city to have more than one library in their city was, like, not very common unless it was a huge city. Because I was saying that my hometown, which wasn't that big, had multiple libraries. But, anyway... So there are libraries there you can go to. Go to the library.
I'll go to my one library that I have in my town. Yes. Why do I need to go somewhere where there's more?
You don't, if that one's enough. But I'm just saying, I remember the discussion of last week being that there's typically not branches for libraries. And there are! There's branches for libraries.
Okay.
Because you remember the initial discussion on how I was like, oh, I didn't realize LA had three different library organizations all for, like, the city of Los Angeles. One of them's the LA Public, one of them's LA County, which is a completely different one, LA County and LA Public Library, and then Beverly Hills has its own library organization, too. And then all of the ones that are independent of the city. So those are all their own thing anyway. But I just thought it was fascinating that they had it wasn't just all under the same roof, you know? What?
You good over there? Do you need to get out more? Or?
No, I'm just saying. I just thought about it because I was like, after our conversation, I was like, I don't know. Work, 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 work. To me, I'll be work, 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 work. What did you do, Nate? How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
So I went to the Pokemon Regionals in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Whoa, was it at the big Lucas Oil Stadium?
It was beside it.
You didn't go into the stadium?
No, I did not. Well, one of the days you couldn't go into the stadium because it was a concert.
Oh.
That same day. So that wasn't even possible to go in there unless you bought tickets.
That sucks.
Yeah. George Strait was playing.
Who's that?
It's a country singer. Yeah. I don't listen to country, but it is a country singer, yeah.
All right. Dude, I've been getting more into country, actually, over the last, I would say the last year and a half.
Okay.
Been actually, like, listening. I've been finding country songs that I like.
Okay. Hit me with a couple.
Which is great. The Beyonce one, 100%.
Okay.
The, God, the new one that they did a remix of Tipsy. Okay. You know, the cover of Tip, the one where they, like, sampled Tipsy or whatever they did with it. They made it country. You know what song I'm talking
about?
Are
you listening to, like, any, like classics? You know, like, the classic country songs? Or is it just, like, all... Once again, I don't know anything about country. So, I'm asking just general questions here. Are you
classic, like old music?
Yeah. Like old
country
music.
I mean, the only older
music.
Country person I like is Johnny Cash. But he's... Yeah. I feel like...
Well, you probably like Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I don't know if I know any Dolly songs that I
you do.
Actively would listen to. Yeah.
9 to 5? Working 9 to 5.
Yeah, which is interesting because I've been listening to Pitbull's remake of that song. Like, I like, for some reason, I
featuring
like it.
Dolly Parton. Or
yes.
It's,
yeah.
It's Dolly Parton's song featuring Pitbull.
Yeah, no, I think it's Pitbull's song featuring Dolly Parton on the new one.
No, I'm pretty sure it's the other way around.
Really?
Yeah, because Dolly Parton came out with that album where she sung, like, all of her hits, and they all feature a different artist from, like, different genres.
Oh, really? I thought it was his song that he made.
She came out with a rock album.
Oh, no, it's called Powerful Woman. It's Pitbull featuring Dolly Parton.
So then maybe we're talking about something different.
So maybe they did more than one song. Yeah, but the one that I've been listening to is the Pitbull one.
All right.
There is like a, oh man, there's Jolene? One artist. Yeah, but I'm saying I'm not actively listening to those songs. Like I know some Dolly Partons, but I don't listen to them. But yeah, I think now that I'm thinking about it, maybe it's only country that's mixed with other genres. Cause for a long time I was like, man, I'm like never connecting with country music. Like it just doesn't hit. And okay. I can't like feel it in the same way that other people are like, oh, I love country music. I'm like, I don't get it.
Okay, so maybe you're like dipping your toes.
Yeah.
In it then.
Oh, there's
yeah.
one lady. Oh, what is her name? Kelly something. No, not Kelly.
Clarkson?
No, it's not Kelly Clarkson. What the heck is her name? I can't remember. There's random individual country songs. I guess no artists that I have the name. But okay. I have been listening to more country.
All right.
Cool. But I don't know that person that you said, Mr. Strait.
Oh, George Strait. That would be a classic. That would be more classic country music.
Ah, very good. So you couldn't get into the... You didn't get tickets to the concert.
No. I was over at Pokemon Regionals.
And, how did it go?
In Indianapolis, Indiana. That Pokemon gave me some tickets to it for free. Gifted me some tickets. And so I was very appreciative of that. Thank you so much, Pokemon Company International. Appreciate
that. Thanks, Pokemon.
That. And, spent Friday there, Saturday, Sunday, good times, crazy busy, there's so many people there. So it had to break some sort of regionals attendance record, competitor record, some sort of record had to been broken. I haven't looked into it yet, but so many people, and I 100% I met more people. Like more fans at this regionals than I did any other regionals that I've ever attended.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder what the... Why was this one so big?
I have no idea. I mean, it was in my home state, which was awesome, so I didn't have to get a hotel or anything. I could drive to it every single day. And so, yeah, I don't know why. I'm maybe just, like, really well centrally located, kind of like Midwest, so...
Yeah. It could be. Yeah, all the neighboring states, it's, like, close enough where it's, like, whatever.
And the convention center is really big, so it can actually hold a lot more people than, like, you know, somewhere like a Peoria, Illinois, that I've been to before.
Yeah, I wonder if that was, like, part of the reason why. Like, is there generally a cap on the people? Like, they, like, stop accepting people?
Oh, yeah.
To go? Absolutely. Yeah, so yeah. Maybe it was, like, yeah, one of the biggest, or, like, noticeably bigger because, like, literally the space was big enough. And, like, normally that many people would want to play, but also, they get cut off or whatever.
The most amount of vendors I think I've ever seen at regionals, too.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was 10 vendors, which is a lot for a regionals if you've never been to one before, because it's usually, like, six or seven vendors, and this one had 10. So a lot more on that as well.
Interesting.
I made some exclusive stickers that I handed out as well.
Let's see them.
Always have exclusive stickers for every event. And it always just says, like, a little peace sign, and it'll say positive vibes and real. What does it say? It doesn't say that. It says Real Breaking 8 Indianapolis 2024.
You liar. So what do you do with the extra stickers, by the way? Like, the extra ones you don't give out?
I don't ever have extra ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't ever have extra ones. So
you just keep a few for yourself?
Yeah, I hold a few back just for me and then for John, who is my editor. But John actually is the one that draws the sticker. So he's the one that always draws it. So I hold back some for him so I can mail them to him so he can have them as well.
Very good.
So we always hold some back, but yeah, we always run out every single time, which has been a thing that, like, when I announce it ahead of time, I'm always like, if I run out ahead of time, I'm, you know, if I run out on Friday or Saturday, like, I'm so sorry. It's like a first come, first serve type of thing. Like, I hand it out for free. I don't sell them or anything, but just like a neat little keepsake thing that I always like to do. And so, like, if I meet somebody again, you know, they'll show me and be like, oh, yeah, you know, I met you at this regionals or something. Like, they'll open up their binder and they'll have, like, the sticker right there in their binder, which is always, like, just super kind of cool to see. So,
dude, I love that. Yeah,
so nice. But it was a good regionals. Got to see Danny Fantup, talked to him for a while. Mikey, Professor Mikey, love Mikey so much. Good guy. But one of the big things that happened at Indianapolis Regionals is that our close friend and in our local play group that goes to the Danger Room every single week, he's on the channel quite frequently, but our friend Paul, who we call Paul Cena on the channel, because he's the champ. He's the champ. He's good at playing. Top 16.
Woo!
Top 16 at the regionals. He actually got 16th place.
That's great.
He was on stream.
I saw that on your story.
Yeah, he was on stream.
That's cool.
And he was battling Ian, who won the regionals Masters Division in 2022 at Indianapolis, the last time it was here. And so was battling Ian, and they were basically battling for top 8. So whoever won kind of ended up getting top 8. And it would... Ian ended up winning the first round. Paul won the second round, and it went to game 3.
Man.
And it was going to be a tie, but Paul gave Ian the win. So
why did he give him the win?
It was all about points and whatnot. So there was no way Paul couldn't have won. And Ian was more ahead on prizes and everything. So just kind of like showing a little sign of respect, you know.
Solidarity.
Right, because if they tied, then neither of them, I believe, would have went into top 8. So would have kicked both of them out.
Dang.
So either way, top 16. He made us his first time making it in top 16. He got 16th place, which is super, super awesome. So I was so happy. It's a different experience sitting in the crowd I feel like, when you have someone that you are close with on stream fighting for a high place, right? Like they were literally fighting for top eight at that point, right? And to be sitting in that crowd, like watching the stream and just like having someone very close to you be in that position, and it's like a huge adrenaline rush and like your heart is beating and there's nothing you can do, right? Like you can't yell out like, you know, do this or do that. Like I don't know. It was exhilarating. Exhilarating.
It's so exciting. Yeah, I wonder if that's like the same energy that like parents feel for their kids when they're at like a sporting event, like a wrestling meet or so, like something like singular like that, where it's like they're like they really are like passionate about, they want this person to win and do good and like see them do well. And it's like, yeah, somebody that you know outside of that. Because when you're watching it and it's just like, oh, these are two people. These are two, like, people that I don't know. Or, like,
yeah,
you know, they're just up there. It's, like, a different energy than when it's somebody you're like, oh, my gosh, you can do it.
Yeah.
You got this.
And I've sat in the crowd before and watched, like, really good matches. And I've watched matches of people that I know of and that you hear about in the competitive scene. Or even people that you've talked to a few times, right? But when it's somebody that's like personally close to you, it's a different energy for sure. So it was good. I enjoyed that a lot. I enjoyed it a lot. I was so proud of him. So it'll be interesting to see where he goes.
Did you get his autograph?
I was trying to.
Yeah.
I was trying to.
Swarmed.
Yeah. I was trying to, but you know, he's popular now. So
maybe next time at the Danger Room.
Yeah. Well, we call him Paul Cena because he got top 32 at Peoria. So we have this joke of like, he's the champion, right? So like, he's the champion amongst the crew and he does really, really well. So we call him Paul Cena, a joke off of John Cena.
Yeah.
And when I had posted that thing to my Instagram story of like, oh, you know, Paul Cena is in the, you know, fighting for top eight right now. He's on stream. I just got a barrage of just like... tons of DMs responding to it of people saying, where is he? I can't see him.
That's a good one.
Just tons of those DMs. And I was like, oh, okay, this is hilarious. I love that people are like playing into it.
Yeah. It's fun. There's literally no one up there.
There's no one up there. I don't see anybody playing right now. So that was good. Yeah, that was a huge highlight to my weekend, seeing him do well. He was very nervous going into it.
Star. So yeah. I was
proud of him. I was proud of him for sure.
Yeah. How do they pick the people that go on the stage like that? Like, is it
usually the casters pick who goes on stream? And
really?
Yeah. They like to have some sort of like backstory, right? Something that you can kind of like talk about, you know, like maybe this person won regionals last year, or, you know, maybe this person's been playing since they were in the seniors division or juniors division, right? Like just some sort of like backstory that you can kind of talk about, or maybe they have something like really unique about their deck that nobody expected to do well. And it's just been, you know, powering Russian. Through.
Yeah.
Yeah. So something like that, that you can kind of talk about on stream.
Yeah, that's cool.
Obviously, like, the closer you get to the top cuts, right? Like, the top eight and the top 16, there's, like, definitely more stories and things to kind of, like, latch onto and talk about. When you're kind of starting off the weekend, it could be a little bit more difficult to pick somebody, so.
I think that's more of, like, the part of, like, how would they pick? Because once it's late in the competition, it's kind of obvious that you would just pick the people who are, like, in the top seat, like, battling for, like, the whatever semifinals and stuff and the championship. But, like, yeah, when you start out and, like, there's hundreds of people playing, like, how do you decide which match?
Yeah, thousands of people playing. thousands
at this one?
Oh, yeah. You have thousands of people playing. Yeah. So it was a good weekend. Absolutely loved it. I did film while I was there, so that video will be up on the channel this week. Yeah, this week, later this week. Got some footage of Paul playing on stream as well. So
he's not even there.
Not even there.
He's
not even there.
Not even there.
Can't even see him. Can't even see him. But that's what I did this weekend. Had a good time. I was up there. Oh, Al Creamy Sunday came down as well. So Al Creamy Sunday was there. So. Hung out with Devin. We all went out to eat. We went out to eat every night. But last night we went out to eat at Fogo de Chao.
For some reason, I knew you were going to say that. And Jordan's not here.
Fogo de Chao is where we went out and ate.
Bro, how was it?
So good. So good.
Did you? All the was meats. It one of so? The last time I went to Fogo de Chao, I like specifically didn't eat earlier in the day. Like I was like, oh, I'm just going to save my appetite. Save some room. Is that what you did as well?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm not going to have a breakfast because I'm going to just like go ham on the meat at Fogo de Chao.
So I do the breakfast, right?
But you don't do lunch, even for dinner.
Yeah, there. Yeah. Don't do lunch and then you got the dinner and you're ready to go. Ready to go. And they bring that mozzarella with the honey.
Ooh, bro. That's
so good. And a lot of times the manager will come by or like whoever the person in charge is will come by, you know, to the table. And she was like, oh, how's everything? Is there anything I can get you? And I just looked and I said, mozzarella. I need mozzarella.
That honey cheese.
She's like, coming right up.
Wow.
And they brought me.
Big cheese guy.
Two bricks of it.
That's crazy. Brick?
Oh, yeah.
Mozzarella?
Yeah, when she came by, I was like, you better give me double on that one.
Oh, brother. Yeah, I love going there. I rarely go to Fogo, but you know Jordan is an animal. We're going to have, next time we all hang out, we're going to have to get Fogo to chow.
I believe that would be somewhat soonish.
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah, somewhat soonish.
Potentially somewhat soonish.
Yeah, could be going somewhere.
It could be going.
Yeah, could be going somewhere. For Pokemon, could be.
Hey, wait, why are you saying it like that?
It'd be in a new place that all three of us have never been together before.
Are you sure? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. We've all never been to this place together.
Yeah. It would be a new place, so.
New.
Yeah, very.
Really new.
A very new place.
New place.
A city,
yeah.
Obviously, but a new place.
Together.
Anyways.
Oh, brother.
Anyways, as we continue on here. Oh, wow,
good weekend.
44 minutes? Really?
I know. I was thinking about that because we got on like 12 different conversations at the same time. Well, not at the same time. All independently.
Here's the thing. I feel like our energy is like more low and super chill right now.
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
we were chilling.
We spent, 4 hours? Talking on video chat before we even actually start the podcast.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
100% oh, yeah. Is true. 100%. So.
Well, we got distracted. There's so much to talk about.
No, absolutely. We always have things to talk about. That's the you know what? And that's the thing is that I feel like when we are together, doesn't matter where we're at, sitting down, doing whatever, you and I don't shut up talking to each other.
Yeah, we can't. It's impossible. It's actually, like, not possible.
And a lot of times it's just nonsense conversations. Like, no.
Yeah.
Other people wouldn't be having this conversation. It'd just be like, you know, what do you think of that sound? Like, how does that sound make you feel? Tell me how that sound makes you feel right now. It'd just be like that type of conversation.
It's very silly. You're right. I feel like if somebody sat in on the full conversation that we had right before this, they'd be like, this is ridiculous.
100% us in Japan in the laundromat. And by a laundromat, I mean like it was like a very small room.
Bro, shout out to Lily's Laundry.
We went to this laundromat that had, three washers and four dryers or something like that? Four washers and four dryers?
Oh, no, it had enough. I think it probably had at least four washers.
It was very small, though. Extremely small.
It was a cute little guy.
I've seen closets bigger than this. But we sat in there, and I'm pretty sure Marie and Glitch got tired of us after a while because they started doing their own thing, and we're just sitting there blabbing on nonstop.
About what? I don't remember them.
We just kept talking about annoyed. Stuff. Well, no. Yeah. Well, Glitch started recording something for.
Oh yeah, she left
for their video, and then I think Marie was like listening to music or a podcast or something at some point. And here's you and me just going to
literally
town,
literally yapping.
Going to town. Doesn't matter where you put it. That's the moral of the story. What I'm trying to make is it doesn't matter where you put us. laundromat in Japan, in Kyoto.
Yeah. We will be yapping. Don't you worry about it.
100%. 100%.
Dude, that's so funny.
Hey, what did you bring to drink today?
Oh my gosh. Well, we have been here for a while, as you know. I have not really any of my coffee left, but I did have a nice little oat milk vanilla latte.
Okay.
But for the podcast, my podcast drink, in honor of Mr. Jordan Fringe.
Mr. Jordan Fringe, yeah.
I have Fiji.
Nice.
Cute little Fijis.
Nice.
Okay. I got bamboozled on my Instacart, because normally I get the 500 milliliter Fijis, right? If uh-huh. I'm buying. I don't really buy bottled water too much anymore, but I used to buy bottled water. But I will buy the Fijis, 500 milliliter. Bro, they're doing that, like, shrinkflation thing. I swear to God. They're like, oh, Fiji water, six-pack, put it in my cart. It's, like, $6 or something. They're like, mini. This is 330 milliliters. Why would they do this? The photo makes it look like it is the exact same thing. Baby bottles. Look at how much water this is. Look at how small this
that's
is.
That's Rafiki
Are you
size.
Serious? This is straight up. This is for, yeah, this is Rafiki size.
Yeah.
I should just feed this to the cat. They're so little. I'm crying. Let's go. Yeah, anyway, I got bamboozled, so I overpaid on little baby bottles of Fiji. But yeah, so I have my Fiji.
All right.
Shout out, Jordan.
I'm rocking, of course, you know, I got my water. Right?
That's smart.
I also got a nice sparkling water, LaCroix, here as well. No flavor, just a regular sparkling
pure.
Water.
Pure. The flavor's pure.
Drip, splash, water, drip, splash, splash, drip, water, splash, splash, drip.
The flavor is low burst fade, modern mullet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the flavor.
They wrote that right on there.
Tastes a little sour, but.
What would that taste like?
I don't know. I don't know.
The La Croix. You're going in on the La Croix.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
Very good.
Nice, crisp, little pop in your mouth. Like drinking Pop Rocks.
Love yeah. that. I love Pop Rocks. Dude, one of my professors in college, by the way, speaking of La Croix, she pronounced it very weird like that whenever she would say it. She'd be like, oh, I have La Croix. Like, La Croix.
Quah.
No, actually, it was when she said the word croissant. That was what it was. But she had LaCroix as well. Anyway. We had this running bit because she would fill up a water bottle, like a, picture like a Stanley or like one of those big, like a Yeti, right? Okay. With the twist top that, like, you open it and if there's like a bubbly liquid in there, it would make a sound or like a whatever. Yeah, every time you open it. But we had like a running bit where we would, like, see at what point she would crack open her water and if it would make the sound, because routinely she would just bring like an entire little canteen of sparkling water, but it's like a big container. Like, it's like not like a little water bottle or like a can, right, that you crack. She had like a full, like, reusable bottle that she would fill with sparkling water, and like halfway through her lecture, she would just crack it and it would go like, you know, like the first one of the day. And it was like, now anytime, I don't know, like you mentioned,
it takes you back to that
water.
It takes you back to that moment.
I'm like, ah, yeah.
I got it.
That teacher and her LaCroix.
Well, on the count of iCarly, I say we take a nice little sip.
5, 4, 3, 2. Ooh.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Good. I'd drink it again.
Straight from Mount Fiji.
10 out of 10. Drink again. Hey, you know, usually I ask a question about right now. So I'm going to have to kind of like modify this question just a little bit. But I'm going to go ahead and ask it anyway. That is, what caught Mr. Jordan French's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And in fact, Super Duper Danny, what do you think caught Mr. Jordan French's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And we do have a big drop.
Yeah, there's been a big drop.
Big drop, and I will say that when this did drop, after I went through and looked at all the items and was like, I'd like that. I think this would be cool. I then proceeded to go through and analyze every item to figure out if Jordan Fringe would buy it.
Whoa.
And if he would not buy it.
Would Jordan buy this?
So I have guesses for when he comes back.
Yeah, so we know. We got it locked in. So they dropped, spoiler alert, they dropped so much beach stuff, like a whole line of beach stuff. Do you want to talk about that or do you want to talk about the little squish?
Well, let's start off with the squishes since those are first, yeah.
Yes. So, I don't know, where were you when the squishes dropped? I got a text far too late that, oh my gosh, did you pick up the squishies? No, I missed the squishies. Well, one of them specifically. There's two new Squishmallows that dropped. The Meryl Squishmallows plush and the Dragonite Squishmallows plush.
Those were up for pre-order for a while.
They're so cute. They were up for a few hours by the time I got to it, and they were sold out.
Yeah.
So, you say a while. A while. I feel like it's very subjective because a few hours is like, I would not call that a while.
To me, that's
a while. I guess in collectibles Pokemon Center time.
A while.
That's enough time, but it's still like, I was like, man, I missed it. Because I checked at 1 p.m. or something and they were toast.
So if somebody was punching you in the face repeatedly for 10 minutes, you'd be like, that's a while.
That's subjective.
That's a while right there.
It's subjective.
That is a long time.
Yeah, but this
time.
Isn't a punch in the face. This is a... Yeah, I just didn't check. I think I hadn't checked.
When you got there and
media.
Found out it wasn't in stock, it was kind of a punch to the face, wasn't it?
Yeah, I felt that. Yeah, so I was like, man, I didn't check I didn't check my... actually, you know what? Nobody notified me except for... I got a text, but it was too late. They're like, did you get the Dragonite? No!
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nobody.
Sorry about
Crickets.
That. So, like, nobody. Nobody sent you, somebody sent you anything.
No, nobody said a single thing.
Oh.
Including my friends, people who I thought were my friends, who I thought might notify me if they saw Squishmallows drop.
And you didn't get it.
No.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
That's tough. Yeah, I really wanted the Dragonite one. I did pre-order the Meryl, but missed the Dragonite.
All right. Maybe it'll come back in stock. They came back in stock one time.
Yeah, I'll be waiting.
Not these specific really ones, cute. But a different lineup came back in stock. I feel like that was the Clefairy one. Clefairy Teddy Ursa.
I don't remember. I do remember them popping back in, though, so I'm not giving up hope yet.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't give up
super,
hope.
Super cute. So these ones, the Pokemon Center ones, are generally like a different size than the ones that they'll release at Target or... whatever, GameStop or Walmart or wherever else they drop them.
Yeah.
They do the 12-inch ones specifically with the Pokemon Center logo on the little butt cheek, you know?
Yeah.
On the back on the right. So, or I guess on the left, actually. Nah, on the right.
So that's really the big difference.
Yeah, is you get the special embroidered Pokemon Center logo on it. And that's like... why I've been collecting every single one of those, I think. Actually, there's a couple that I didn't get. Like the Pikachu redo I did not get, and I think the Piplup one I didn't get. Yeah, they made more than one Pikachu one. I'm like, I'm not getting both.
Okay, so...
I can't. But I've been collecting most of them. This one was like... wow, I'm like obsessed with this Dragonite. I think it's so cute.
This was a solid lineup, honestly. Dragonite and the Meryl, I think, was a solid lineup for sure.
Dude, strong. It's a strong lineup.
No, I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. Strong lineup
on
that one.
Cute little face, man. And they both have very distinct tails. Like the Dragonite has like a little dragon tail sticking out of the back. And then the Meryl one has like its little fluffy, like the little ball squishy. I don't know if it's... oh, I think it's just like embroidered, like a design of the black part of the tails, like embroidered onto the back. And then it's just got a ball on the side for its tail. It's really cute. Anyway, I digress. I did pre-order one of them. Spoiler alert.
Okay, good.
But those are real cute.
But then,
so Meryl's still up, by the way.
Go get your Meryl before it's
too
late.
Go get your Meryl.
Yeah. But what about this next drop? All this next stuff is one drop.
Dude, insane. So much.
One drop.
So much. They dropped like every piece of beach attire you could need.
Sup, little beach?
Little beach. Dude, that's, is that Trevor Wallace?
It is.
That's so random. I remember that video. I remember that sound clip. I don't remember what the actual video was. So good.
He's buried in the sand. Well, all you can see is his
and
head.
You're and here it is.
And then somebody else is buried in the sand, like across from him, with where you can only see their head. Yeah.
It's so random. Yeah, so much beach stuff. So we got a 4-pack of the cups. There's multiple different. So they got cups and plates, by the way, as like, I guess food.
I feel like that's usually
items.
There every year.
Yeah.
Cups and plates.
Standard.
Yeah.
These ones, the design is so cute. So there's Pikachu with like some sunglasses on a surfboard. And then there's like Ditto, you know, chilling on the beach, like with some boom boxes, just relaxing. There's some of the other, the art kind of like spans onto multiple pieces of, you know, clothing and stuff in the line. So there's like the starter Pokemon from Paldea, each have like a cute little beach art. There's like a Palmot one or a Palmy one.
Yeah.
Smoliv and Lechonk have like special little art. And it's all like themed around like kind of lounging or on the beach.
And the colors are very 90s. Even kind of like the art style is very 90s.
90s, like pastel.
Yeah.
Because it's not like neon 90s. It's like, pastel.
Yeah, it's like
90s.
If you want to take those 90s colors and just mute them a little bit.
Yeah, tone them down.
Bring the saturation slider
scoot
down.
Scoot it. Yeah, so these are really cute. But yeah, they've got the cups and the plates. They've got multiple styles of shirt and tank tops, including like women's crop tops. They've got like a crop hoodie. They've got regular t-shirts, tank tops, and then like they have one that's like all over t-shirt that's got the design of like pretty much everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's like a bunch. I'm wondering how they picked which design got which shirt, because they're all like different. Or sorry, yeah, which style of shirt got which design? Because they're all like different designed shirts. Like the crop one only has like a palmy art and like a Ditto one, but then the long, like the regular style t-shirt, oh, that has a Ditto one as well, but like only some of them got some of the designs. I don't know.
Yeah, it is interesting. Random. Yeah, why this design and not a different design?
Yeah, but anyway, so a couple different styles of that. There's like hats, there's this pin set thing. I'm going completely out of order, but like whatever, Jordan's not here to keep us in line this week.
We got, yeah, the Pokemon Lazy Summer pin box set.
What do you think about this? Because I feel like they don't normally, unless I just don't remember it, I don't remember them doing, like, a pin set for, like, a summer
for the summer, yeah,
line.
I don't remember them doing that. They usually do it, I feel like, for, like, all the holidays, you know, Valentine's, stuff like that. Summer-wise, I do not remember them doing it for any previous summers, off the top of my head, that is. But they are square. Like, all the pins are square. You get, what, 7 different pins that has all those logos that you had just previously talked about. $49.99 comes in, like, a little gift box-looking thing with the Pikachu on the surfboard right on the outside of that box.
Yeah, it looks very similar to the dice set, like the dice collection boxes from the, like, some of the events we've gone to. Like, the world's little dice set thing.
Mm-hmm.
It looks very similar to that in style, and then it's just, branded all cute with those retro pastels.
Retro pastels.
But the style of the pin, they're kind of strange, because they're straight up, I think they're metal, like, those, like, enamel kind of pins.
Yeah.
Let me see what it says.
I think it's the same material that they make all their other pins out of.
Yeah, but they're fully square, and then you see, like, a little border that's, like, metallic, like a metal border around the outside, but it's, like, a full color, like, a color print on top of a metal pin.
Yeah.
It's, like, it seems very different, like, than some of the other ones that have, like, metal with the colors in between. It's just, like, a different style of pin, but they're square. So, interesting. Interesting.
Are you saying they're square as in, like, the shape, or they're squares, like, not cool?
Bro, it could be either at this point.
Oh, okay.
I was saying the shape.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If you got this hat right here, this Lechonk and Smoliv hat, you would not be a square at all.
Nah.
You'd be cool.
Nah, you'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, so we got I've got a nice little, Just yellow green hat with the LeChonk Smoliv logo on it, $24.99.
Yes.
And then we also have a Spiel Lazy Summer Beach Ball.
Bro, not just a Spiel. These are so cute. Look at these. They're so spherical.
$19.99 for this Spiel, but if you feel like Spiel's going to be lonely, needs a friend, you can get the Jigglypuff Beach Ball as well. $19.99 for that one, too. Adorable.
How adorable. I need to go see how large these are. Oh, yeah, that's great. That's perfect.
Perfect.
For the beach.
Yeah, perfect for the beach. Perfect. Perfect for the beach.
I love Stop, the
little beach!
Little beach? They chose very good Pokemon for that.
Now, obviously, you're going to get into the water, right? Get a little wet.
Yeah. Yeah, understood.
You gotta either dry off, or maybe you want a place to lay so you don't, you know, all up in the sand.
Yeah, sandy gas.
So, beach towel situation is what we're looking at. We got beach towels of the LeChonk and Smoliv, as well as the Pikachu design, for a total of $39.99 for the beach towels.
Man.
It's a little...
Are we gonna discuss that?
A little bit... expensive for a beach towel, I feel like.
I talked about that on the stream, on my the last live stream I did, because we were showing off the merch. That's a pricey towel.
That is it. Yeah, it is.
I feel like some of the other stuff is so affordably priced that it really doesn't. It's not up. Like if the rest of the items were all like more expensive, I think it would make sense that the towels are $40.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I wonder. It's like they make it in a different way where like the price is like reflective of like the manufacturing cost, or if it's just an expensive towel.
Could just be an expensive towel. Could be the cost.
Yeah.
We will never know. That's the thing. We'll never know. But also, pool floats are back. The ever popular pool floats. Every year it seems like we get a new pool float, which I'm not complaining one bit at all.
Give me
all the pool floats. But we do have one of the, like, ring pool floats, you know, that, like, you kind of get in that ring. And this one is a Piplup.
Some call that a tube.
Tube. That's the word I was looking for. Tube. Inner tube.
I'm going to go floating down the lazy river.
Piplup is that one for $39.99. But then we got the big ones, the big boys that everybody seems to, like, really, really love. We got Ditto and Slowpoke. Ditto and Slowpoke for $79.99 for each of those. And I will say that is a price increase on the pool floats.
Interesting. Yeah, how much was... Do you remember how much the Lapras one was?
They're still in stock, so you can actually go back and look at them. But the Lapras one was $59.99.
Oh, wow.
The Snorlax one that they released last year, $59.99. The inner tube is still the same price, unless they changed it. I don't think they did, but it's still the same price as last year because they released a Psyduck one and a Pikachu one. Both of those were $39.99, so the Piplup is $39.99. But even like the Wailord pool float, $59.99. The Mantyke pool float is $29.99. Magikarp is $59.99. Once again, the Lapras, which is probably the most popular out of all of them, $59.99. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of a price increase.
That's a lot of bit of a price increase from $60 to $80.
That's
huge.
My math serves me correctly. That's 20 of them.
20 whole dollars. Yes, that would be correct.
Yeah, 20 of them.
That's huge.
No, dude!
Nah, dude. Yeah, that's a lot. I wonder what the deal is.
Material increases. The prices of materials increase. Manufacturing. I don't run businesses, so that's hard for me to.
Yeah, I know. Some of this, it's like, do you think it costs more to make? But like the design seems simple. The Ditto design, very simple. That one. Does not seem like that would be $80 if the Lapras one is $60.
Yeah, the Lapras is one. Yeah, that has like the neck and the head protruding from the float itself. Whereas, like the Ditto is literally just like a flat piece. of material yeah. with painted on, but it is a unique shape, right? Like, it's not mm-hmm. circular. It is a very unique shape, so that could right. have something to do with it. The Slowpoke does have the head protruding from it and the tail as well, but, you know, if it's your favorite Pokemon, you're going to justify it, right? Like, if this was a Psyduck, yeah. I couldn't say that I wouldn't justify. You know, like,
you gotta do what you gotta do.
I'd be paying $80 for a Psyduck. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. That tracks.
Yeah. Yeah.
How fun. But yeah, so they dropped those three pool mm-hmm. floats, correct?
Yeah.
Different design. Yes.
Yeah, those three. We also have looks like a vinyl beach bag for $29.99 that has the Pikachu logo. White and yellow is the two main primary colors of this one. I want to skip one item because I want to talk about that one last here. We got another hat, which is Pikachu hat, pink and blue, very kind of pastel-y colors on that one.
That's really cute.
We have a pink and blue Pikachu lounge chair, a low back chair for $59.99.
Dude, you could take that to the beach. You could take that camping. You could take that wherever.
Yeah. Movie theater?
The leisure chair. Yeah.
Movie theater? Yeah. Your neighbor's wedding?
Yeah.
You just bring your own seat, just pop it right down.
The BYO seat.
Right in the middle of the vows, you're just right there front row.
Who's that really cool person with the Pokemon chair in the front row?
Yeah. Don't mind me. That's my bad.
I'm here. You show up in your full Pokemon Beach outfit with the hat and the shirt.
It is. I believe it. It is Lazy Summer. That's the name of it. Yeah. Lazy Summer.
It's good.
We got that for $59.99. The big item, or the most interesting item, I'm going to say, which I don't recall ever seeing something like this in the past. We have a pink and blue backpack cooler. With the Pikachu logo on it for $79.99.
It's so cute.
I don't remember ever seeing a backpack cooler on here ever before in the Pokemon Center history.
Yeah, I wonder if it's kind of a new thing. I also was like looking through the images on this, and you see like one of the images just has like a top pocket where they have Pokemon cards sticking out of it, like you're going to store your extra Pokemon cards.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I saw it when I was looking through it over the weekend. I was like, this is hilarious. Because, like, who's bringing their random Pokemon cards to the beach and storing them in the top pocket of the cooler?
Yeah.
That's so random.
More importantly, one of the pictures has drinks in it. We need to decipher what these drinks are.
I was also trying to figure that out. If
obviously,
it's like something.
Aquafina is the water that they have in there.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can see.
Oh, it's Canada Dry. You can totally see the logo on the.
Oh,
the
so drink. For the cans?
Yeah, it's totally. It's funny because, like, I assumed it was unbranded. Like, they took the label off of some bottles of stuff.
Are you sure?
But you're right. You can totally see. It's totally Canada Dry, dude.
For the
green
can.
Bottles?
Yeah.
Or the green cans? Yeah, look at the... You look up Canada Dry's aluminum cans.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I see it once I tilt my head
it's got
sideways.
You can see the crown on it. And then you can see the word can on one of them.
Yeah.
That's funny. Because when I looked at it earlier, I didn't look at it that close. And I was like, oh, I wonder if they, like, get in trouble if they have certain branding on it. So they showed a top shot where you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Nah, that's 100%.
Canada Dry.
Canada Dry. Putting nice. In the old cooler.
Yeah, $79.99 for that, by the way. Also, weirdly enough, okay, I don't know why the hat just went out of stock. The Pikachu hat that we were just
Pikachu
talking
hat?
About? Yeah.
Oh, well, somebody's ears were ringing as they were like, I wonder if the Chalice podcast is talking about the...
But there is two items.
Yeah.
Yeah, two items from this entire drop that have been out of stock. The Pikachu shirt, which is pink and blue... Which is the one that I eyed straight from the very start.
Yeah.
That one is out of stock, and now the hat is out of stock. Literally, as we're talking about it, the hat went out of stock. So the shirt's been out of stock for a couple days.
The shirt was toast. I wonder if they knew that was going to be that popular, because it's really, really cute.
I also always find it weird when a shirt goes out of stock, because it's every size.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Every size went out of stock. So, I don't know. I feel like that one will come back in stock. I feel like that one's popular enough. They'll restock it. There also might have not been enough quantity. Like, they could be waiting on more.
Yeah. Maybe they were like, okay, let's drop this first with this number, and then if it sells out, then we know we can make a big batch. Who knows? I don't know. Yeah, but I thought that was cute. The cooler thing, very unique. The cooler backpack. And I feel like you'd want to get multiple things to match. Like, you would want to get the backpack with the blanket, with the shirt.
Yeah, get the whole family right there.
Yeah. It's so cute. The logo is so cute.
Now, the question is, did you buy anything? Did you purchase anything? Are you making it a lazy summer?
Am I?
I don't know. Let me guess.
I would like you to guess.
So, obviously,
and I did already give away the Squishmallow, so you got a freebie on the squishes.
We'll leave that one out of the equation. Did you buy anything? It's a tough one. Tough one. I know as you get older, mm-hmm. right? Because you're an old super duper Danny now, right?
Yeah.
You're no longer so old. You're no longer a young super duper Danny. So you're a little bit more you're a little bit more aware of the things you're buying and what's going into your crib.
Yeah. Yeah, my room is too full.
The space, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that you bought nothing.
Dang, man. That's tough. Why, you think I bought nothing?
I don't think you bought nothing. I know you bought nothing. I know you bought nothing.
Well, you would be correct.
Oh, nice.
I bought nothing. You lose. Yeah, no, I didn't get anything. I was eyeing the Sfeel beach ball, and I might still snag that. I just have to decide if there's going to be enough instances where I would use a Sfeel beach ball.
Yeah. So that was, if I was going to guess one, it was going to be the beach ball, the Sfeel beach ball.
Really?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Because I know your love for Sfeel. So that was going to be my only one. But exactly what you said, I was like, I feel like Danny would try to justify, like, when would I need this? Because I need it for something else besides just blowing it up and setting it back there in the back of the room.
Yeah. And I think also at this point, like, I have enough large items that I don't need, like the Sfeel would be cool, but I also don't have that much space to, like, inflate a Sfeel beach ball and put it in the background. So I just want it to be something that I would use for, like,
and you know what's going to happen?
At the beach.
Is anytime you invite somebody over, they're going to grab it and they're going to want to start, you know, beach balling
throwing
it around.
It. Yeah.
And it's going to hit something on the shelf.
It's going to knock it down. It's going to break it.
It's going to break it, right?
Yeah. So I shouldn't get this Sfeel beach ball.
So, I mean, you're probably just asking for trouble at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Grabbing it, boom, hits it. Entire shelf falls over.
No, dude!
Nah, dude. Did you see the TikTok of the people whose entire kitchen cabinets just came off the wall?
Did you see that?
Bro. I saw their initial video and then, like, the follow-up, like, the story time thing. And these people, they lived in New York. They, like, literally picture their entire wall of cabinets, like, in their kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Completely ripped from the wall. I don't know if they installed the cabinets weird. I've never seen what a cabinet installation process looks like. But basically just completely, like, all of them with all of their, like, dishes and glasses and mud, all of that stuff. On the floor, like, in the kitchen, like, basically it fell, like, onto, like, the fridge and all the stuff on the opposite side of the kitchen because it wasn't, like, a spacious kitchen. But literally, crash, the entire thing fell off the wall onto the...
So, why were they recording at the time?
No, they weren't recording it. They recorded afterwards because it was at, like, 4 in the morning or something.
Oh,
they heard, like, a crazy loud crash and literally... I can't even fathom... Because what if somebody was in there? They probably would have... Like, honestly, they might have died. They've been crushed by cabinets and glass or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, could you imagine the sound that would make also? An entire unit, like, the entire unit of, like, the whole set of wall cabinets above the sink and, like, all that just fell. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, that would absolutely startle you.
Oh, my God. You know I would I mean? Probably... Like would... Yeah, no, I would be so scared.
You might...
Why are we talking about this? What the heck were we just talking about?
I have no... Oh, you... Because I played the sound, and you were like, did you see that TikTok?
Like, that reminds me
so
of this one TikTok. I did not get anything from the Pokemon Center.
All right.
What did I yeah. get? I think... Man, I see. I was kind of thinking that you might have gotten that Slowpoke.
It is my second favorite Pokemon.
Cool flow. Yeah, that's why I thought you might have gotten it. I think you're good on most of the attire. If anything, I would think you got that shirt, the pink and blue shirt. But I know you haven't been buying too much clothes.
Hmm. So you're thinking no packages at my doorstep.
I'm gonna say. You know what? With the way you're talking about the shirt, I don't know if you're trying to bamboozle me. I'm going to say you got the shirt. I'm going to say you got the Pikachu, the sold-out Pikachu shirt. And... That's it. But I'm going to say you're thinking pretty heavily about the Slowpoke.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it.
So you... All right. So
you think... you got the shirt.
Okay.
What'd you get?
I got... Nothing.
Ah!
Yep, I got nothing.
Man.
Got absolutely nothing.
Were you considering the shirt?
Yes. So I was going to buy the shirt once regionals was over.
Oh, and it sold out?
And it sold out before I could buy it. So, whoa. Yeah. So that one
would have been a yes.
That one would have been a yes, but it is sold out. The Slowpoke pool float, if I was to give you a percentage of, like, how likely it is I'm probably going to buy it, more likely than any of the other items.
Okay. From this line or from the pool float lines?
Entire line.
Okay.
But my percentage of me buying it's probably, like, 30%.
It's pretty low.
Yeah.
Pretty low.
And it's mainly due that, like, I have a lot of the past pool floats, and I don't use a crazy amount of them. I do use them, but I don't use a crazy amount of them. And then also the price tag, $80.
It's steep.
It is, yeah. It's a little steep for me personally. It could for somebody else, maybe not. But for me personally, I was like, I think I'm going to have to respectfully pass on that one. Even though it is cool. It is really cool.
I think if they could, like, guarantee that the quality was, like, $80 worth of value on the quality of it. Because sometimes, like... you'll get something and you're expecting it because the price tag is higher. You're like, oh, well, this is not going to, like, if somebody jumps on it, it's not going to pop it kind of a thing, you know? And you just don't know with some of these. Like, I don't know where they're making it or whatever, but I think, like, if you could justify it's, like, the Gorilla brand special, you know? Like, if it's, like, a really durable tube or, like, something, there's, like, something about it that's not just, like, it's a $80 Slowpoke tube float or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the price is a little high for those, but they are really, really cute.
I know. I wouldn't mind having one, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Well, I think we're at the point, too, where, like, you were saying you already have multiple pool floats. Like, if this was a brand new, they hadn't launched any pool floats yet, I think
different
you'd be like,
story.
Oh, yeah, I have to get that. Yeah.
Different.
But we already have them.
That's a good point, because it does become harder to justify things when you've bought some of them already.
Yeah.
And especially when one of them is your favorite Pokemon, right? You're like, oh, I do have a Psyduck inner tube already, so my favorite Pokemon is out of the way. Like, I have my favorite Pokemon. So, yeah, it does become harder to justify some things. And I think it's like that with any hobby, anything that you collect. Like, the more... it just depends. It depends on what it is, right? Because we can't say that with cards.
But if it's similar to something else, like... With the jumbo plushes, right? Started picking those up. And then now, if they had only ever dropped one jumbo plush, I'd be like, oh my gosh, that's actually really cool. Like, I think I'll buy it.
Yeah.
But now we're at a point where I have, like, five of them in my home. And I'm like, I'm going to have to be really picky on, like, finding one. Because I already have some of the jumbo plushes. I'm like, I'm only going to get it if it's, like, my favorite.
Right.
Like, if it's something really, really special.
You've already taken up space. with the other one. So you're forced to, basically, at this point, right? Like, you're forced to make choices now, and you can't just be like, all right, here we go. We're going to have 30 life-size plushies sitting right here. You have to make a choice.
The
life-size plushie game, I'm in too deep, so...
Bro, I can't do it. Strong. But you don't got that Mareep.
I don't
dog.
Got the Mareep. I know.
Where's that Mareep at?
I'm trying. They don't restock it. It wasn't at NAIC last year.
Dude, I wonder if. Yeah. Why? Okay. But my thing with that is, like, how did they end up with a bunch of them in Europe?
Right.
Like, how did they end up with a bunch of them in Europe if they were like. Done with them in the States. Like, they clearly had extras here, and then they shipped like a huge shipment of those jumbo Mareeps to the United Kingdom for their Pokemon Center.
I need me one.
Like, what? They had them here. They were just hiding.
Help
you know?
Me out. Help me out here.
That's tough. Hey, I think our friend eBay probably has some for you.
No, I'm good. I've looked at the prices on there before. I'm fine.
God.
I'm fine.
Dude, you know what's funny is that I had that video go viral with the Mareep plush that was gifted. Remember?
Yeah.
You remember at Worlds. I remember. And so the whole story of the Mareep plush. And I routinely, I would say at least every other day, get a comment on it where somebody thinks they're a genius. And they're like, that plush isn't $1,000. The listing says $500. And like, I have to routinely, like, literally almost every day, I feel like, educate somebody that it's been sold out for years, and, like, the price that I'm referring to is that's how much it would cost if you wanted to buy one here right now, like, on whatever,
in
eBay, or, like, from anywhere else, unless you live in the UK, and then you'd have to spend $500 to ship it here anyway.
Right.
But, yeah, it's, like, a really silly... circular conversation on people like not understanding that items sell out, and when they sell out, the price goes up.
Right,
like,
and
it's
maybe
only $500.
Maybe the item isn't sold out forever. Maybe it comes back in stock, and then it is only $500. But right now, in this time and moment, this is what it is.
Yeah, let me see. I'm gonna see if the price has dropped since we last. Nope.
No, it's still up there.
Yeah, the Japanese one is only $1,990.
Only.
Oh, actually, you know what? Somebody has one for $1,400.
Oh.
But it's their last one.
Steal of a deal, right? Steal of a deal.
Their last one.
I'm going to pass on that one. I'm going to hold out hope that eventually I will acquire one at retail or below.
There's one on sale right now on eBay for $999.
On sale. Whew.
On sale. That's marked down, my friend. That could be yours.
That could be mine. You're right. You know what? The UK site currently still has the Mareeps in stock. So they're still there. You know what
you
I mean?
You could get this.
Maybe eventually, like, they send a couple back over to the US. And then, boom, I can get one for retail price.
It is odd that they... had them here, they ship them over there, and they're not it's weird that they're not selling out over there, because here they would sell out very fast if they put them on the Pokemon Center site.
All the jumbos except for Pikachu and Psyduck are still in stock on the UK Pokemon Center.
Interesting.
And then I think in the US Pokemon Center only one is currently in stock, one or two.
I think that's like really reflective of our culture with commercial goods. Like, it's like we just kind of like buy a bunch of stuff. We buy so many random things.
I mean,
like that
another,
like, if the jumbos are selling out,
another big one, I mean, to even to look at recently and think about, right? Like the Pokemon Van Gogh Pikachu plush is currently still in stock.
Are you serious?
On the Pokemon Center UK website, and that was one of the first things sold out on the US website.
Oh, man. Yeah, look, they still got... Oh, bro, like, everything is still in stock. Oh, not the figures. And the paintings.
So,
wow.
Yeah, something else, you know, interesting to think about.
Dude, it's also a lot more expensive. How much is $24.99 in U.S.?
Oh, I do not know.
Dude, I think that's like, oh, it's well over $30, I think. Let's see, pounds.
You doing conversions over there?
Yeah.
All right, convert it up.
$24.99. That's $31.39. That's very expensive compared to, do you remember what ours was priced at?
I think $29.99.
Are you serious? That was a $30 plush?
Yeah, I feel like usually the Pikachus are.
Dang! Well, never mind then. It's only like $2 more. Less than $2 more. $1.39 more. I think that's kind of hot. Maybe I just like, I don't know, recently when we've been buying them, like when we go to the Pokemon centers, like the ones in Japan, they're like $20 Pikachus for like the special Pokemon Center version ones.
Yeah.
But that's in Japan, so I guess that's different. But they're like $20. Anyway, I digress. I didn't realize all of that stuff, including the plushie, was still in stock. I remember us talking about the journals and like the some of the other like play mats and stuff.
Oh no, my apologies. $24.99 is what it is.
Yeah, see that seems more appropriate, even though that still seems like slightly high for a Pokemon, like for a plush, you know, for like a, what it is. But we'll spend that.
But
for theirs to be an extra $7 more is weird.
A lot of the Pikachu plushes are $29.99. If you type in Pikachu plush, you'll see a lot of like the costumed ones are $29.99. So it is interesting that one was
$24.99. Huh. That's suspicious. That's weird.
Anyways, neither of us bought anything. But that is it for the Pokemon Center this week. However, it is not the end of the podcast. No.
Huh?
No. We still have to discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon. Now, here's the thing. Remember, we're not breaking the news. We are simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news.
All right.
Real breaking news.
Take us away.
What's up, man?
Take it away.
Well, Danny. It depends on what we want to talk about first, because we got quite a bit of news to break.
All right.
I lost my Google Doc. I have like 5 different Google Docs open. Oh my gosh.
You had one job.
I wrote them all down. I just lost my Google Doc.
All right,
Heck is it? Bro, I have 4 different sets collectively of tabs open. Oh, I found it.
Hey,
found
how? It. Let me ask you something. How's your sleeping been?
I've been sleeping.
Don't lie. Don't lie to the audience. Don't lie to them.
I've been sleeping.
Don't lie to our friends here. You know your sleeping's not been that best?
No, it could be better. I'm so eepy all the time. I'm so ready for a nap. Like, even right now, I can go for a nap.
And you know what would make your sleeping just a little bit better?
What?
Our friends at Serta Mattress have partnered up with us for a 20% off. No.
We sponsor Serta Mattress.
Pokemon Sleep has...
Yes.
There's no sponsorship there. No sponsorship. No, but Serta, hey.
Yeah. Is that the one with the little sheeps?
I believe so.
Yeah, so cute.
I don't know, but if I had a sponsorship, I'd probably know.
Then we would know. We would be dressed up in sheep outfits.
With my Mareep.
Today's video sponsor. Yeah! Wait. Yeah, speaking of the Mareep.
Yeah.
It's all playing in.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah, the next
podcast.
The next Pokemon Sleep event has been announced.
Yes.
Entei Research event. It's on May 20th, going all the way to June 3rd. And it's adding Entei into the game, and it's only in the Green Grass Isle.
Whoa.
Only.
Whoa.
All right. She said, green, green grass, blue, blue
sky, you better throw a party on the day that I die. Yeah. Heard that.
That's the only music you hear when you go to that aisle.
Yeah. Green grass aisles, green grass aisle.
Fire type Pokemon is going to give you extra ingredients. We all love more ingredients, right? More ingredients. Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard, Vulpix, Ninetales, Growlithe, Flareon, Cyndaquil, Quilava, Typhlosion, and Entei have a higher chance of spawning during the event.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you like that? You ready to get Entei?
I'm ready to get the Entei, yeah. I got my Raikou while we were in Japan, actually. Caught that Raikou.
Or maybe I'm not a Raikou. I love some song.
Cause you ask for it. Cause you need one. There, you know there's another Pokemon that would fit that pun better, right?
Raichu.
Yeah.
Raichu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Raichu.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ride you. That's cute. That's cute.
That's I like how you had to kind of like say it and hear yourself say it for it to make sense.
I'll ride you. Love song.
Okay.
I get it. I get it. So, right. I wonder if they're like, I mean, it would only make sense that after this at some point they do like a Suicune one.
Okay. I'm not going to Suicune. No, that one doesn't work.
Nah. It's too forced.
Yeah.
But yeah, that could be fun.
Okay.
I wonder, you know, what was the... Why'd they start with, like, second-gen legendaries? They didn't do,
That's
like,
a good
Zapdos
question.
Research day. Yeah.
It's a good question.
Hmm.
You know, it's a good question for Certimattress. Certimattress, our friends, offering us a 20% off discount. When you sleep Certa, you sleep fine.
Snooze fest.
Yeah.
I'm certainly tired of talking about certain mattresses.
No, no one ever gets tired of certain mattresses here on the podcast.
Not when you're sleeping on a Certa.
Not when you're sleeping on a Certa. You wake
certified
up.
Certified good sleep.
With a just a wonderful night's sleep here.
Yeah, there's, I believe
you know there's some people that now are confused if it really is a sponsor or really not a sponsor. I will say for legal reasons, we are not sponsored by them.
We are sponsored.
We are not sponsored by them. All right. This is no sponsors, no endorsement. You know, we've never had a sponsor on the podcast ever.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
We've been doing this podcast since 2020. No sponsor ever.
You know what? I also feel like if we reached out to companies, they would want to sponsor it. Maybe.
Maybe.
We just haven't done that.
We start the email with,
"Sup, little bitch."
That'll get them. That'll rope them in. That's our hook.
Yeah. Dear Serta.
Sup, little bitch.
Maybe they would like it.
Yeah, they might. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a lazy summer. We're all laying on the beach this summer.
Sup, beach? Yeah, if it's a Gen Z person doing the marketing, I think we might have an in, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
that's happening.
Event, huh?
That's happening.
Yeah.
That's happening. Entei event. It's happening.
Yes.
May 20th. June 3rd.
We got some time.
Yeah, a little bit of time.
A couple weeks. No, 2 weeks. Yeah.
Ends June 3rd. That ends right before NAIC.
Yes.
Yeah, in New Orleans.
North America?
Yeah.
International Championships?
You're right. Yeah.
Louisiana?
Have you ever been to internationals before?
A North America International Championships?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you have.
Right.
We already talked about this.
Yeah, I have. And it was at a time, though, when it was not as big. I think it was still a big deal. It was in like 2014.
It definitely was not as big. 100%
yeah,
not as big.
But it was big. This was during the period of time where they did state championships as well, which they don't do anymore. So it was like the step up from that, because I don't think that year I didn't go to Worlds until like 2014. Oh no, I did go in 2014. Hello? Maybe it was, I don't know if it was that same year or not. Anyway, I feel like that was like a really, really big, like it, at the time it still felt like a big event, but now looking back, it's like, oh, that felt like a
I have footage
nationals.
Of going to an NAIC back around 2015, 2016.
Dude, we did talk about this because we were both at the same one and we very well could have gotten in
Absolutely.
Each other's videos accidentally.
Absolutely. And the room that it's in is like so small. The amount of people there is just, there's just not that many people there. Vendor wise, like, not a whole lot going on. There's like almost no side things going on, right? Like, you know, now when you go to an internationals, like there's photo ops and pop-up Pokemon Center situations going on, right? Like they might show a movie at some point. There's just like nothing side event wise going on whatsoever. The stage presence when they live stream was literally just a stage, right? Like a stage with just a big projector to where you could watch it, and that was it.
So simple. Man, the simpler times.
It's wild. I need to upload that footage at some point.
Yeah, put it somewhere. It's like a little time capsule kind of thing.
Yeah. 100%.
I think my footage was like way more focused on like us. We like bought some packs and did an unboxing there. But even then, I remember us doing the unboxing in an area where it was like right next to the competitors. Like they just had a bunch of different fold out tables set up. And we just had a table like right next to where they were actually doing the tournament. Like just sitting there opening our Pokemon cards.
At a time when like people were not carrying cameras around filming everything. Right. Yeah. So it was definitely. It was at a point in time to where, like, people would definitely look like, oh, are they filming themselves, like, opening up Pokemon cards?
Yeah. Different time, man. Different.
But not nobody bats an eye now, right? Like, it's just normal. Very it's part common. Of it. It's part of the culture.
Yeah.
Interesting to kind of, like, look back and think about that. We're old people now.
Back in my day. Yeah. But I haven't been to a Nationals in ages. It's been a long time.
Definitely very different than back then.
Yeah.
Completely changed. But I feel
like now that I've gone to like some regionals and obviously world. It's funny, I've gone to more worlds than anything else because that seems like that would be like the premium thing. Yeah, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'd love to go to a world. I feel like the opportunity to go to those is just like, so I'm like, I gravitate toward that way more because I'm like, dude, this is a big one. The big one.
The big one is happening.
I feel like I like know what to expect.
Yeah.
And also now that everybody posts videos of everything, you're like, okay, you can kind of know. But mm-hmm. The fact that it's in New Orleans is new.
It is. Yeah, it's the first time it's in New Orleans. Next up on our list of things to kind of discuss here, talk about, Daniel Arsham released his last Pokemon drop.
It's the final count.
The very last one. Released it last Friday. It's a Pikachu sitting down.
Oops, sorry.
This was like a 5-year collaboration between the two, I believe. And so it's
that was 5 years?
Yeah, because I think it started in 2019.
Wow.
I think it started in 2019. 5 years
of collabs.
And it has all ended now. No more. Which is wild to think, because it's like, I definitely feel like in the past few years, you've heard Daniel Arsham's name a lot in Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it comes to, like, you know, the sculptures that were in New York City.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he did so much. Because even, like, beyond selling their, whatever, doing sculptures that they sold as, like, one out of 500s or whatever, like, the original really big ones,
mm-hmm.
he made so many custom sculptures for the Pokemon company. Like, we've seen, they have some in their Pokemon Company office in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they have some at the Pokemon office in Japan. And they also at the Creatures office, they had those sculptures that Daniel Arsham had made
mm-hmm.
that were very unique. And then, like, the stuff that's at museums that are, like, I think one of ones that people, whoever, big art collectors just buy. But, like, beyond, like, even just the stuff that that was for sale, like, he even did, like, those additional ones that were, I'm assuming, just commissioned for their office. Like, the Pokemon logo, but made out of those.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, really cool crystal. Like, it was made out of, like, volcanic ash and, like, several different gems. Like, it's, just, like, so unique. But, like, so that some of that stuff was, like, so special. I wonder if they'll have him on to do other stuff in the future.
I could see it. Absolutely. Because I feel like it went over well.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think, I mean, all of that stuff sold out probably pretty quick, too.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that they had in, like, the molds and stuff. Hmm. Did you ever go and see one of the exhibits that they had with his stuff in it?
I mean, I saw the New York City thing. And then I saw what they had at the Creatures
office
as well. Like, but other than that, that's all I've seen.
Yeah, the ones, like, the ones at the Creature office, and then like the ones that were his original, like the original pieces that he did for those are like they're shockingly large, but like the way that they're made is like really perplexing because it's actually really hard to figure out if like how he even makes those. I don't know if he's ever said.
I don't know. I've never showed you this, but I got one.
The one of one.
I got one of the Daniel Arsham statues. Have I never
one
shown
of the,
it? Yeah, the one of the Pikachu ones.
So. Oh, the one. Well, so he does the ones that are like the mold, right? The ones that are made out of the mold.
Yeah.
But I was talking about the one of
when
were
you
like
buying the website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the ones that like the original.
No,
like
no,
the
no.
Originals.
I know what you're, talking about. I don't know if I ever
showed.
I didn't
know that you bought one.
Yeah. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like you're messing with
no,
me.
No, I thought I showed it to you.
This is so exciting.
There you go.
I knew you were doing something like this. I was like, I cannot picture Nate purchasing one of those. This is a, it's a duck, a rubber duck that has the Buc-ee's logo.
Is that not Daniel Arsham?
You know what? I don't know if Arsham did that.
The
one.
Listing, the listing said Daniel Arsham.
Daniel Arsham, one of one, rubber duck, Buc-ee's duck.
I'm so frustrated. Let me look at the bottom.
Duckies.
Oh man, yeah.
Is that what it says on there?
Bamboozled again.
Like, there's no way you randomly bought Daniel Arsham.
You know what? I will say this is 100% a true story. His very first drop, because like word hadn't gotten out yet, because this we're talking what 2019, 2020, and so it wasn't like as huge of a big deal as it is now, right? Like we've seen Pokemon mm-hmm. transform in the past 5 years, really, and I was on the website the minute it went up, and I put the Pikachu in my cart. I put it in my cart, and I thought about it for a second. And I was like, I was getting ready to hit the buy button, and I went, nah, I shouldn't.
How much was it?
Oh, man, I don't remember how much it was at the time. I mean, I really don't remember what it was at the time. I really don't. But it was expensive enough for me to go, I shouldn't do that. Yeah, do I regret it now? No. Because I try not to regret things, right? Do I wish I had it? Yeah, it'd be cool to like put it on display, but
yeah,
I don't regret
like for,
making the decision.
Yeah, knowing what we know now, because I feel like viewing things from like a lens of like what they were 5 years ago is like, man, I would have bought this, I would have bought this, I would have bought this, but we wouldn't have had any,
right,
we wouldn't
exactly.
have known that what happened with like the big boom in Pokemon, but. Those statues, I think, yeah, the first batch of them, I don't think they were crazy expensive, but, like, the resale on them, it's, like, any of that kind of, like, fancy, like, that kind of stuff. I think even with, like, those Baccarat, like, crystal Pikachus and, like, the Pokeballs and stuff, I think even those, like, the price of those secondhand now or, like, on the secondary market or whatever is expensive. So, it's, like, now if you ever wanted it, though, would be the issue, is if you were, like, oh, I actually really wanted that, but now it's, like, five times the price.
Yeah.
And it was already expensive before, so the five times the price is way too expensive now.
Something that I didn't know is that they had a Pikachu plush, a Daniel Arsham Pikachu plush.
I think we were talking about this at some point, because I think this came up, and I also had no idea.
Well, you know what? I if I did know about it, I forgot about it. But then I was turned on to it again through Al Creamy Sunday's post about it. And I saw it and I was like, oh, no. I got to have one of those, too. And I will tell you, and I told this to Devin's face this past weekend, all right? And, well, actually, I told Devin beforehand. But I told Devin again in person. And when we were with our group of friends and, like, eating and hanging out, I was like, this person right here is a true influencer. Devin is a true influencer. I don't know if I have ever been more influenced by any other content creator in my entire life than Devin. Because every time I see a post, I go, oh, no.
I need that.
I have to have that. I didn't know that existed. That's something I need in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she does that. She's got that effect. Because she's like, finds all of the really interesting stuff. Like, really interesting stuff.
Right, and that's how the whole Mount Fuji Pikachu plush came about. Had no idea existed. We literally just got back from Japan. Literally. And
We wouldn't have gone out of our way for that.
Oh, absolutely not, but... We literally just got back from Japan, and Devin posts that, And I'm like, are you kidding me? I have to have one of these. And I went and I found one and I bought it. And but the thing is I didn't tell Devin that I bought it. And then I just sent a picture of it to Devin. And it said something like, this is how I know you're an influencer or something like that.
You're being influenced.
100%.
It's too easy. There's just so much fun stuff. And she's like a master of finding all of these special promotional things and like really unique items. Yeah, that we as people who are actively looking up Pokemon stuff don't even find.
Yeah.
Like I consider us pretty well educated and versed on all the different stuff that exists in Pokemon. But like she finds more.
Right. Okay, so I sent her the picture and I just said, you are an influencer. But yeah, that's the thing. Like, and that also shows you just like how much Pokemon stuff is out there. The fact that we're constantly looking up Pokemon stuff and researching and just like wanting more knowledge about anything when it comes to Pokemon. And then you can see a post by someone who is a friend that that knows about something that you've never heard of in your entire life that you had no idea existed. And it, like, brings you back down to earth for a minute. And you're like, man, do I really even know anything about Pokemon?
Yeah. Like, what the heck?
Where did
we're getting schooled.
From? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And now I'm on to the whole coin press thing in Japan, which is just a whole nother rabbit hole.
We're going to catch them all. All the coin presses?
All the coin presses.
Didn't you say they have a website for all the coin presses?
Yeah, yeah, it's like a penny press website that tells you, like, in the world where, like, all the penny press stuff is.
That's so exciting.
And then now, what I just found out this past weekend, I was talking to Devin about the penny presses.
Mm-hmm.
She was telling me that they're changing them. And they're taking off the name of the specific location that they're at. So it's,
interesting.
So it's no longer going to say, like, Pokemon Center Tokyo or Mega Tokyo, right? Or Sky Tree.
Kyoto, yeah.
It's still going to have the same emblem, right? The same design, but it will no longer, it'll just say Pokemon Center and it won't say Pokemon Center whatever location it is, but they will still remain exclusive to that location.
I wonder, why are they doing that?
I don't know.
That's really strange. Because if the thing is still unique to that store.
But then it made me think, and I was like, you know what? When Danny and I were at Nagoya, and we got the Nagoya exclusive one, it did not say Nagoya.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's already started.
I wonder. Oh, man, I don't think. Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got one from the Tokyo Bay Pokemon Center. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I just got one from the newly reopened Pokemon Center Tokyo Bay where they have the new coins.
Yeah.
I don't know if it says it on it.
Oh, okay.
So this one, which just opened in April, it has it on there. So this one with the Ampharos, Pikachu, and Meryl, it says Pokemon Center Tokyo Bay on it still.
I wonder if that's one of those things where it's like, okay, we'll make this one say Tokyo Bay because it just opened up, right? And then we'll change
it. Off.
And then we'll change it so it's collectible.
Almost like a first edition.
Yeah.
That would be fascinating.
Because like as a collector, right? If you go back to Japan and you see the exact same one that you have, but now this time it doesn't say Pokemon Center Tokyo DX or Sky Tree or Kyoto, but same design, you'd be like, I might have to get this one too, right? Because it's a little bit different. So
yeah, and then it'll also incentivize people to get the one right when the store opens if that's the only time you can get it with the words.
It's only 200 yen.
It really is.
And
Good deal.
It's a little thing. It doesn't take up much room.
Yeah. I was thinking about that in terms of, like, all the things I've been collecting. And, like, because we got the plushies. Cards don't take up a ton of space, but generally you get a lot of cards. But, like, those little penny presses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's small. It's sentimental. It's, like, very, like, it's like a promo card, but in the form of, like, a coin, you know?
Yeah,
but it's,
absolutely.
Like, it's a fun thing to collect because it also doesn't take up a lot of space. And it's very commemorative.
Yeah, and that's the thing that Devin and I were kind of talking about is that, like, it's something that lets you remember where you were at. It's a souvenir to be able to take home without spending a ton of money on a souvenir.
Yeah. That's it's like $1.30 US. Yeah. Like, it's really inexpensive. Yeah.
And you know it's going to be collectible. I don't know if you've ever... I'll have to... I'll send over the website for you. But it's really interesting to see all the past designs that they've had at the Pokemon Centers.
There's people out there collecting them all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyways, we'll move on here, Alice. We're going to fall down a rabbit hole of talking
at this point. As if we haven't already fallen down like 20 rabbit holes. There's a lot of rabbits out right now.
Hats off to Daniel Arsham. You've been doing fantastic work. Hopefully, we'll see you kind of pop back up, maybe do another Pokemon collaboration. But definitely the legacy is there. Yeah. The legacy is there. The history. It's in the history books now. So, I mean, they even created a little like anime short just for the collaboration with Daniel Arsham when it first started.
That's so cool.
Back in the day. Like, how many people can say that at this point? Yeah. So,
that's really special.
Another collaboration that is about to take off here. I don't know, soon. They haven't announced.
About to pop off?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah?
I see what you did there.
Pop off?
ColourPop Cosmetics and Pokemon are collaborating on a cosmetic line. However, they have not revealed any details. It's just been teased at this moment. If you go over to ColourPop Cosmetics' Instagram page, you can see a little reel that it's going to basically kind of just tease some sort of palette with a Pokeball logo on it.
Yeah. Well, they've got a couple. Wait, when did this one go up? Because they... All of theirs are just, like, so... They're, like, the silhouettes of stuff. And yeah. It's, like, such a tease. But they did... Oh. They did at least reveal the designs for some lip balms that they're doing.
Okay. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Glad like with the lip balms in there.
Lip balm? It's very glittery. But the rest... We were talking about this before the podcast, because both of us are very unfamiliar with, like, cosmetic brands. And so we were like, ooh, ColourPop Cosmetics. Like, what is this going to be? What is this about? What is this brand? And I feel like they could take it in so many different directions. But, like, having a Pokemon-themed color palette is really interesting. Like, that's, as far as I know, that's a pretty new type of collab. Full makeup palette.
From what I've been looking into, ColourPop Cosmetics is pretty well known for their collaborations with other IPs. And that they do a pretty good job of kind of like knocking it out of the park. So it's going to be interesting. If there's a Psyduck one, absolutely getting it. Absolutely.
The lip balm or the color palette? Like a Psyduck palette?
No matter. slap a Psyduck on there.
If there's a Psyduck on it, you'll get it.
If there's a Psyduck on it.
I could see you getting the glittery lipstick with Psyduck on it.
I get it. It doesn't matter what it is. Eyeshadow, yeah. Palette Town, you name it.
Dude, I really hope that they actually do. If they're doing a proper color palette with, like, the bunch of different shades, like, it would be really cool for them to do, like, a Kanto, like, a Cerulean City and a Lavender Town. Like, imagine, I don't know color-wise if that would look good for any color theorists out there doing makeup, but I think from a fan/nerd perspective, doing the entire Palette Town region, like, the Kanto region... would be really, really fun on a palette.
Oh, absolutely.
Like a makeup palette. They might have to alter some of the colors to actually make them go together, but...
I feel like at this point, you can do a palette on anything. If you can do a palette about Cheetos, you can do a palette about Palette Town.
Yeah, 100%. Yo, Cheetos palette?
Yeah, you've seen the Cheetos palette, haven't you? Have you not seen it? It's there.
No.
It's out there, yeah.
Cheetos color palette. Jeez. Yeah, so the other ones that they've done with, like, they did one with Sailor Moon. They did one, what the heck is this? Some cats. Maybe that's still Sailor Moon. But they had, like, a couple of different, oh, here we go, collabs. Harry Potter, Naruto, Star Wars. Like, some of these, it's more themed on, like, the general colors of the brand, but they have, like, a Darth Vader palette. They have a C-3PO palette. So they could do... Really, so they can take it. That does kind of sound some Star Wars thing. They could do an Ash Ketchum. Dude, imagine they do an Ash Ketchum palette. They could do a Misty palette.
Ash, Misty, they're, Brock?
I feel like they're going to do a Pikachu palette. Or like at least a starter Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. I think the starter's a given. Yeah.
Ones, yeah. But Ash Ketchum one would pop off. That'd be so cool.
Jigglypuff? They're going to do something with Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff palette, easy. Or like fairy Pokemon palette. Yeah. Because you could do so many with the pink Pokemon. Dude, it's only
possibilities are endless.
Predictions, though.
Eevee. You know they'll do something with Eevee.
Yeah, an Eevee palette. Oh, with the Eeveelution. Bro, Eeveelution palette. Done.
With every Eeveelution in it? Oh.
It's over.
Sold out in 1 minute.
Over. Dude, that's so fun. Yeah, there's a whole world of possibilities. Because you could think about it from the perspective of, like, the different types of Pokemon. Or, like, the different Pokemon that are all themed around a certain color. Or, like, dude, if they don't do an Eevee one, that's a huge
missed opportunity. Absolutely.
Yeah, the bag has been fumbled on that one. But we'll see. I don't. The posts were kind of vague as to when they were. Do they have, like, a date or anything?
Nothing.
Trainers, are you ready to embark on a new adventure? Who is that Pokemon? Nothing. I choose you, ColourPop. Oh, 5/9/2024. What's the date today? Oh, it's the 6th. So, I think after this podcast goes up.
Yeah.
Like a Thursday, maybe 5/9. The new adventure begins. This just went up, I think.
Oh, did it really?
This post, yeah, I think so. There's people commenting 1 hour ago that we're friends with. Yeah, I think it's fresh. But anyway, so that might be why we didn't know until right now. But anyway, Thursday, we'll know for sure.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. There's an article here. The infamous cosmetics brand ColourPop is teaming up with video game series Pokemon to create a new line of pressed powder palettes inspired by their upcoming game, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. It says upcoming game. That would have happened a long time ago.
Yeah, was that a Krusty Dusty article? Has this been in the works for this long?
There's not a date on this article, but...
For brand new video game series, Pokemon Scarlet, not yet released. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
I'll put it in this chat here, and you can go see for yourself and see what I'm seeing. But it's a Sprigatito, Fuecoco, and Quaxly palette? I don't know if it's real. It looks neat if it is.
This looks like Project Rule. This is from like a website, like a portfolio website of somebody who does like art, like copywriting and art. I think this is like somebody's portfolio piece. Like, I don't know if this is real. Yeah, this doesn't look real. Because the person is like listing their skills and like what media they... Yeah, that doesn't... I don't think that's legit. I think this is somebody's portfolio website.
What?
But I'm looking at... Yeah, I don't know. It's... I mean, well, we will know on Thursday what it is. But I'm getting more excited. So when we first, like, were talking about this, I was like, oh, that's cool. They're going to do makeup palettes. Like, I'm looking at how creative they're getting with some of the... I mean, that could very well be somebody leaking their art for that project in advance when they weren't supposed to, but I don't know. But anyway, looking at some of the ones from, like, the Star Wars stuff that they have listed on here and, like, some of the other collabs, like, they're getting really creative with some of these designs and some of the, like, just some of the ways that they're doing the makeup palettes. I think that's really cool. I'm more excited now as I'm seeing the other ones that they've done.
All right. We'll have to wait and see.
Are we going to start wearing makeup?
We might have to do a whole, like, makeup review here on the podcast.
We should. It's funny because, like, we both know nothing about wearing makeup. And I think this would be a really fun review for us to get on here.
Let's do it.
And maybe at the next event we're at, we could do each other's makeup.
That's going to be a disaster.
I'm ready.
All right. Let's do it.
Dude, I can't wait to see if this... Because these designs, they look like they could be real, but they look like way too concept art.
Yeah, I agree with you. From that article. I have no idea. Well, I guess we'll talk about it next week on the podcast.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time. Oh, my God.
Talk about it next week.
ColourPop. Popping off.
Next up on the list, we got Night Wanderer. It's the next set released in Japan. On June 7th.
It's soon. June.
Okie doggie?
Yeah.
Monkey Dory?
Serendipity? Doggy.
And what's the other one? What's the other one you're excited about?
Peacher Runt?
Yeah.
Yes! Or is it Petcher Runt?
It could be Pecker Runt.
Pecker Runt.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to say Peacher Runt. Petcher Runt. Petcher Runt. They're so cute. Look at them. So this is the first time we're seeing a Petcher Runt card.
Yes, it is.
Ever.
It will be in the Night Wanderer set. You can see images of it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Head over to PokeBeach.com. You know, we love
so
them.
Many.
Fantastic website. But you can see pictures of all of those Pokemon, including
Petcher Runt.
There you go. That's where you come
Petcher
in.
Runt.
If you want to.
Yeah.
Other than that, not much to talk about with that set. Just kind of more of the reveal of like, hey, it's coming. It's in the pipeline. June 7th is when you'll see the release. That should be part of our next set after Twilight Masquerade. Usually we get a set around the time of Worlds.
Yeah.
So Worlds 2022, we saw Lost Origin released.
Mm-hmm.
Worlds 2023, we saw Obsidian Flames.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember.
So I would assume around that same time, we would see something else.
Would be this one. Fascinating.
Yeah.
So I'm going through. They only dropped a few different cards for this. Obviously, it's not coming out for a few more weeks in Japan, but or another month in Japan.
Yeah.
But what is your thoughts on this? Like, I've noticed this over the past couple of years being really prevalent, but then putting legendaries is like random uncommons in the sets.
I know. That.
Why do they keep doing that?
It seems weird. Like, when you pull one, you're like, this doesn't seem like it should be an uncommon.
Dude, like, in the latest set, like, Victini and Keldeo have uncommon cards. Victini might even be a common. I think it's an uncommon. I don't know. But it's like, man, they've got a Kyurem. Like, it's like a full-blown Kyurem in this set, or however you pronounce it. You say Kyurem or Kyurem?
I say Kyurem.
Kyurem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uncommon. Uncommon, non-hollow.
Yeah, it seems Kyurem. Weird. Is it...
It's a theme.
I mean, there's got to be a reason, right? There's got to be a reason.
It feels weird. Like, it feels like they're making those... Like, they're, like, downplaying how big of Pokemon those are. Because in the video game, it's, like, a really monumental moment when you come across those. Really, all of the... Like, the mythicals, any of the legendaries. Like, it's, like, usually, like, a big moment or a big piece of the storyline when they're, like, unveiled or you finally see them somewhere. But, like, to have them in the card game so common, I feel like... kind of, like, discounts how, like, powerful and cool those Pokemon are supposed to be in the games.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's just a way to make, like, some of those more popular Pokemon a little bit more accessible so that you don't have to pull them as a rare.
I guess. But then it's, like, I don't know, it makes you think, like, oh, maybe Kyurem isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Game because, yeah, because
exactly
I got, like, 20 Kyurem cards.
I will tell you one that kind of sticks out in my mind that I remember. I can't remember if it was Shiny Legends or Generations. I want to say Generations, but I could be wrong. But there was a Venusaur in the set that was an uncommon. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Oh, man, in Generations?
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm sure I remember it when I see it, and I'll probably have the same reaction of being like,
maybe
oh,
it wasn't it might have been Shiny Legends.
The uncommon Venusaur from Shining Legends. Yes. Is it a...
Yeah, the Shining Legends.
Yeah, what the heck?
Uncommon. And I remember seeing that when that set first came out, and I'm like, that's weird, seeing a Venusaur as an uncommon.
Yeah, Venusaur always gets at least a holo. That might be one of the only times it's not been a holographic. Pokemon Go. The one in Pokemon Go is a holo.
Yeah, because, like, Blastoise didn't get an uncommon in that set, and neither did Charizard. It's literally just
what
Venusaur.
The heck, man. Oh, Venusaur got... I think this is a regular rare in Crystal Guardians. But even then, that's still a rare. There's a rare one from Dark Explorers. That might also be a holo. But, yeah, I feel like it's... Jeez, for it to not get at least a rare for, you know, one of the big three, that is... Yeah. It's like the same energy. It's like, why are you doing that?
It's weird.
Like, why
do
we have uncommon legendary Pokemon or, like, the big starter Pokemon? That ain't right.
Or
it's
Venusaur.
Un-American.
Of course
it's un-American.
Of course it's Venusaur.
course. They would. They would. Like, that was Venusaur's downfall. You know that's what we where should it, do? That's where it...
We should make Venusaur an uncommon.
Like, dude, that's a good prank. Good prank.
Do it.
You won't. Man. We should have brought this up during our meeting with creatures.
Yes. Why was Why'd you wonder if it was a rare, though. What it... It could have been a rare in Japanese, though.
Yeah.
And then an uncommon over here.
But even then, if it was a rare, they normally just do holos instead of regular rare. Like, they don't usually do regular rares. Their rares are holos normally.
Well,
I don't know about Shining Legends.
Wonder if...
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
All right. Well, next up on the list, and it's the last thing on the list, and that is going to be Twilight Masquerade.
Whee!
Twilight Masquerade. Yes, what about it? Pre-releases.
It's coming up.
Also, I just typed in Venusaur for the Japanese version of Shining Legends.
Yeah.
And it is an uncommon.
Wow.
So, it wasn't uncommon there.
That's
as well.
Tough.
Poor Venusaur. But Twilight Masquerade pre-releases officially start this Saturday. That is May 11th. So if you're looking to get some of the cards before the set officially releases, head over to a pre-release. It's super easy to find one. You want, matter of fact, I'm going to walk you through it right now. Type in Pokemon.com.
Boop, boop, boop.
Type it in.
Tap. Oh, okay. I'm going.
And then you go up to Play Pokemon Events at the very top.
Okay. You going so fast? Okay, I found it.
You're gonna do a little bit of scroll, just a little bit.
Okay.
And then you're gonna click on Find an Event.
Okay.
And then you go in there, put your zip code in, boom. And it's gonna list all the official events listed for in your area.
Dude, there's so many. Okay, I'm going.
I want to type in a random zip code right now. Give me one.
5-2-4-7-3-0.
We're getting bitched today, bro.
No. What'd you find?
All right. And nothing's popping up here.
That's tough. Oh, we got some here. This is so exciting. I have Twilight Masquerade pre-release number 2.
Shake and bake.
Twilight Masquerade pre-release number 1. There's a couple of League Cups. This is all mixed in. What is happening? Twilight. Okay, yeah, there's so many over here. Well, not so many, but there's enough. I see some. So generally, places will
we're getting bitched today,
bruh.
At least
one that's in your general vicinity.
At least one.
Yeah, I remember when they're more common than they used to
be. We're getting bitched today, bruh.
Excuse you. Excuse you.
Shake and bake.
Were you trying to say something?
Hello? When I lived in Michigan, I remember I used to have to drive normally like an hour to go to one of the other cities to go to the pre-releases. But I think now generally like any semi-large city will have one, like any like regular size city should have like
I would hope
an
so.
Event or like an organization that might host one.
All right. I was trying to find just like a random place I could type in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and just give people, you know, the DL, the down low on, you know, what was going on in your area. But I was trying to find, like, a really random town.
What about, like, Provo, Utah? Provo, Utah, here we go. Oh, yeah. Dude, there's quite a few. Look at this. Twilight Masquerade pre-release. May 16th.
All right.
You could pop on by. There's one next to the Costco. No, that's... I don't know. Yeah, they're all over the place. Even in Provo, Utah.
Let's see here.
Where else you got? What about somewhere in Kansas?
I just zoomed in a random state, and I'm going to type in... Oh, man. Bowman. Bowman, North Dakota. Nothing in your area. Nothing in your area. So my apologies.
What about Elkhart, Kansas?
Type it in. Let's give it a spin.
Elkhart, Kansas. Man.
Nothing
in Elkhart either. So maybe it's not as common as I thought.
All right.
Bowman doesn't have any. Elkhart doesn't have any. I thought those were the big hubs for Pokemon around here.
How about... Oh, man. It is kind of hard to, like, pick a place.
Okay. What about Morrilton, Arkansas? For all of our viewers tuning in from Morrilton, Arkansas. Ah, man, there's not any there either. That's tough.
Cedar City, Utah.
That's tough.
Nope, nothing.
Well, dude, we're striking out.
Looks like nobody's going to be enjoying Twilight Masquerade this weekend.
Yeah,
because...
that's tough.
All right.
Oh, you got to set the mile radius. I was only doing a 10-mile radius. When you expand it a little bit.
The old 50-mile. Okay.
Yeah, you can expand it. They'll show up.
All right.
Yeah, cool. I think generally, like, any semi-large city, if there's, like, a large city near you, for sure they have one. If there's, like, a medium-sized city, they'll probably, you know, hit or miss on
one. All right, let's do a really nice kind of random one here.
The viewers are probably getting so annoyed right now.
My apologies here, because the person that lives in Lincoln, Nebraska right now is really appreciating this, because there is a good amount of pre-releases going on in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Really? How many?
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm
so
counting.
So many?
One's 3 miles away. Lincoln, Nebraska at, let's see here. Not necessarily telling me the name of the store.
That's tough.
A little bit of
just
a,
the address, huh?
A little, yeah, just an address. That might be a little bit of a flaw situation.
You show up. Yeah, you just show up to the random address. Like, meet us here. We're going to play Pokemon.
Collective 365.
Nice.
Collective 365. You got a pre-release this Saturday at 1 p.m., so don't miss out on that one.
Don't miss out 1 p.m.
That's
going to
be a big one. It's going to be a big one.
I believe it.
Yeah. I'm not going to be at that one specifically, but I feel like it's going to be a big one.
Yeah. It's going to be. I heard it would be a big one.
Yeah. And also, hang on, let me get one more for our friends in. Oh,
bro, are you trying to set, like, a limit on the longest podcast here? What are you doing?
Omaha. Omaha, Nebraska. Our friends in Omaha.
They got steaks.
Krypton Comics. All right.
Shout out Krypton Comics.
You got a pre-release this. Oh, that's the 19th. My apologies. The 19th.
Bro, it's not even this weekend.
May 19th at 1 p.m. You got a pre-release. So don't miss out on that one, okay?
You just got me thinking about steaks now, man.
Right. It says, come join us for the masquerade. We will have our pre-release in full swing at 5 p.m. with registration ending at 6 p.m. Cost for kits is a cool $20. Come join us for some games and some cool new cards. So, there you go.
I'm glad they included the blurb. Otherwise, we wouldn't have known. They got cool new cards.
Krypton Comics. That is May 19th at 1 p.m. So,
let's go.
What I really want to know is, did we name off a town that anybody actually lives in that listens to the podcast?
I would love that.
So
I would love that.
If that was you, please let us know. We would love to shout out your town and city a little bit more.
Yeah. We've got lots of more here. You just zoom in and there's a bunch of fun little towns in here.
Yeah.
Never heard of in my life.
Yeah. Like,
really nice.
Give me one. Give me one you're looking at right now. I'm not going to look up if there's a pre-release. I just want to know.
There's a Pawhuska. Pawhuska, Oklahoma.
I got Stevens Point. Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Oh, very good.
So, Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
There's so many fun ones.
Shout out Stevens Point, Wisconsin. And then another random one.
Dude, what about Licking, Missouri?
Oh.
Licking. Like, lick a tongue.
Okay. And then we got,
Bro, did you know that there's a forest in Missouri called Mark Twain National Forest?
I did not know that.
What the heck?
Do you know there's a city in Michigan called Jacksonville?
Jacksonville?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
What's that name of?
Talking about Jackson, Michigan?
Yeah, Jackson. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm aware of a city called Jackson, Michigan.
It's like, it's close to Coldwater and Carson City. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, yeah, never heard of it. Yeah. I think maybe once somebody's mentioned it. Like Vandercook Lake.
Sure.
Michigan Center.
Yeah. And Holt.
Grass Lake. Holt. Dude, we used to do soccer tournaments at Holt. And the kids that went to the school over there were so good. It was so annoying because we would go to these tournaments and everybody would be better than us. We'd be like, well, what are you doing? You know?
You're from Holt.
Shouldn't
be that good, right?
Yeah, what the heck, man?
Well, hopefully you all enjoy your pre-release this weekend if you decide to go to one, but now you know how to find it. Obviously,
most chaotic episode.
100%.
I feel like this one is 100%. So rambly.
But that's what people love about the podcast. I love when people send me a DM and they're like, love the podcast. Or I got it a lot at regionals this past weekend. So just know, a lot of people were saying that.
Love the podcast.
I love when I get the DMs of somebody who's like, oh, I laughed so hard at this certain part. Always makes me feel good. I'm glad that people have a good laugh at the podcast.
Yeah.
So Twilight Masquerade pre-release is happening this weekend. So Wacky, Infernape, Frostlass, and Tatsugiri is going to be your pre-release promos that you have a chance of getting. Best of luck to you all, but most importantly, have fun. Create some memories. Get some cards from the new set. Make some friends at the same time. That is it for the podcast this week. If you are listening on, let's say, Apple Podcast.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review. Help us bop to the top.
Skiddly bop, bop, bop.
All the way to the top of the rating charts. And we'll see you all next week right here on...
The Low Burst Fade Mullet Podcast. I'm still thinking about getting that mullet, dude. I can't wait. It's gonna be sick.
Hey, I'm sorry I didn't see you there. I was too busy blocking out the haters.
The Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, cause Stone Cold said so.
Quack, 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 quack. Yeah!